WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're good.
Okay. You want to get psyched up for the show?
I do.
Yes, please.
Okay, this is what we normally do before the show. We'll listen to some tapes.
The show prep. We listen to tapes.
Just some tapes to psych ourselves up.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Motivational speaking is what it is.
They're air checks, actually. We're having one of those sessions today.
It's not Tony Robbins?
No, it's not Tony Robbins. Hi, FedEx guy.
What's all that?
Is there a FedEx guy in the hallway?
You know what that is? That's our new security system working to perfection.
Because
remember, you've got to have the card, and you've got the 13 hidden cameras.
It's all about you, Mr. FedEx
and
man.
And still, there's the FedEx guy standing right out there.
He seems plenty cordial.
Yes. Gosh. Hold on. Try this one.
What's the FedEx guy's name? That guy's name in the picture you showed me yesterday.
Oh, his name is Peppers.
Well, Brian.
Brian J. Peppers.
Brian J. Peppers.
Shut up about that, you guys.
Sorry.
Okay, let's listen to the a tape.
Yeah. Very good.
Let's do
a DJ tape.
Oh,
hey, how about a DJ tape of me to start to get us psyched up?
Okay. Tonight we continue our series and meet one of Chicago's most successful morning mouths.
From PM Magazine, right?
And I don't know if I feel like doing this in this situation, playing a tape just of myself to psych us all up.
It's a good start.
No. Let's listen to a tape of me and Mike. How about, you want to listen to it?
Geronimo hits the air.
Want to listen to a tape of me and you?
Sure.
Okay.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now.
I practically taste the caffeine in my mouth.
That wasn't caffeine.
Here's the thing. I don't know how productive this is if we listen to tapes of ourselves.
This is not getting me psyched.
All right, well, then I got something new for you.
All right. Come on and come on. You want to play this with a jingle, though?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. Yeah. And the morning zoo with Don and Mike.
I especially don't want to listen to that.
Yeah. You know what?
How did you capture that with such great fidelity?
Here's what we're going to do.
It was recorded on tubes.
Tubes?
Yeah.
An old tube amp.
Today we're going to listen to some tape of, Scott Shannon.
Who?
Ah. Scott Shannon, Mike.
Michael Moore?
Who would he be?
You know, he is only our role model.
Oh, that's right. That guy.
Okay.
From 1998.
Yes.
Excuse us, this is how we psych ourselves up.
Right, it works.
Athletes listen to rap music. Sometimes we listen to tapes. Sometimes of ourselves. Sometimes of others. Mm-hmm. This just kind of spilled in. It's our pre-show meeting. So let's put our hands together. Let's have a great show.
Let's listen.
And now let's listen and get psyched up.
Let's go.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Spiff.
Where are you from, Eric?
L.A.
Where are you at school?
CES.
The line is, the road has got me hypnotized. What is the song?
Made Our Love by White Lion.
I think it's a pocket rocket radio for you from Nutty Hobos and Pirate Radio. Good morning, Pirate Radio. Who's on the line?
Hi, Scott Shannon. Frank Ziegler.
From his automobile?
Absolutely.
Where are you from, Mr. Ziegler?
South Valley.
The line goes, Molotov Cocktail is the local drink.
This is Scott Shannon.
You want to do it, then?
Who's on the line?
That's not how people talk.
You got the man. You're on pocket rocket from Pirate Radio and Nutty.
Oh.
Pirate Radio.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty psyched now.
Yeah,
me too.
Shannon in the morning. Pirate Radio.
Who's on the line? Pirate Radio.
See, I'll be honest with you now.
How come there's no audio processing?
This stuff with our tapes was just a setup for this tape.
Yeah, that Russian band called Gorky Park, and that's Bang. 6:49 a.m. Michael Scott Channel, the professional radio pronunciator on duty, Tuesday, October 24th, 1989. Believe it or not, about 4 weeks away from Thanksgiving and only 68 days left in this decade. Party Patrol out in Whittier at 7:30 this morning. Gnarly Charlie with those free pirate shirts.
I love the use of statistics.
Overrated. La Mirada, the Del Taco.
Gnarly Charlie out there.
Boulevard.
At the Del Taco. Pocket Rocket.
Pirate Radio.
Good morning, Pirate Radio.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, Mr. Leonard.
There you go.
Well, good morning, my friend.
Sorry, Scott. Look, I'm on my way in. Make sure someone's got the door unlocked for me when I get there.
This is,
it'll be nice to see
you. Yeah, this is Scott Shannon's Charlie.
Yes, every show needs a Charlie.
What's that?
Well, I'm setting my VCR, and I wanted to know if you set the time first or you set the channel first when you want to pre-program.
Well, we heard this thing before the show. This goes on and on and on.
I got that time.
As I recall, the punchline was worth it.
Channel. Now, well, I got one more.
Tracy Chapman?
I'm kidding,
what
of course.
What do you mean when the light's blinking? Cause
keep in mind, while the guy's doing this kind of crap,
right?
He's playing back in 1989 on the station in Los Angeles. Nothing but music like Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. All of the music was very
angry white rock.
Very angry, ahead of its time, actually, in concept.
Yep.
But he's doing this.
Oh, I gotta reset it.
In between these evil, bad rock songs.
What?
And in between, vaudeville.
Yeah.
And because of the billboards in L.A. where he had a goatee, the Hispanic community referred to him as El Diablo.
They believed he was the devil buzz.
Well, was that ever proven one way or another?
Okay, here we go. Here comes the punchline.
Here's a picture of Lisa Bonet right here in the National Enquirer.
Well, you got a picture of her, huh?
Yeah, look at this. Oh, that's so cute. She's holding up her brand new little baby. Oh, my God, look at this.
What's wrong?
She's got hair coming out of her armpit.
What's
Mr.
wrong?
Leonard, Lisa Bonet does not shave under her arms.
Yeah, no kidding. It looks like she's got Tracy Chapman in a headlock.
Get your VCR and get your butt into work.
That was a payoff.
It sure was.
Yeah, great. Goodbye, Mr. Leonard. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who's on the line?
See, does that crap? And then he goes, "What is it? The Cure?"
Vaudeville, Mike, you nailed it with vaudeville.
1989. So you just did a dead seg there, meaning he didn't talk,
no call letters, nothing.
That must have drove him crazy.
He just played more angry music.
On the radio, having a good time at 6:57 in the morning. Today's a big day. She's finally getting sentenced for slapping that cop in Beverly Hills.
Oh, Zsa
says she can't believe what's happening and claims she's totally innocent.
Turn the music up a little more.
La, 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 la.
Hold on, it's a parody song.
She's got a mansion in Beverly Hills. She drives around drinking Jack Daniels.
Okay, well, I'm
we've come so far.
Is on the line.
I'm ready now.
Hello,
we've learned so much.
Radio.
I'm motivated.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
It's on in my show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's on the line?
Thank you.
The line. Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I got Mr. Leonard on the line.
Yeah.
Walter Bennett. Did you set your VCR or not?
It's like Tracy Chapman in a headlock. Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, hi there.
Better open the door. I know Scott Shannon would have done that, you know.
Open the door first, for goodness sake.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Bernie.
Okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hey, it's fun, right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, who are we going to talk about now? How's your
snare drum?
Air conditioner.
Yeah. Who's on the line?
The line.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pirate and all the ships at sea. They are the big and the pretty Don Geronimo and Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
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 All right. Thank you, Rob. That's not going to get too much of a workout.
Not at all.
Shut up there. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Guys died there.
Hello.
Yeah. Don and Mike show. New episode, Mike, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
0525
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
Tuck, you want to talk like him now, I can tell. You just want to say call us anywhere
on,
right now.
On the line.
On the line.
Let's see. Oh, from Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough, a WJFK in Washington, you can call 202-432-1067. And a sidebar, a closed circuit note to us, from us to the people listening on WJFK.
Yes.
I know you thought today that God intervened. Because the Bill O'Reilly Show, which precedes us on WJFK, was not on.
Yeah, you thought that maybe the Supreme Being had a hand in that.
I think he did.
Because I was amazed. I was walking down the hall, and rather than immediately getting that burning sensation into my ears, I heard two delightful voices coming out of the speaker. They were our voices.
Yes. It was a wonderful surprise.
I turned that thing. I said, first, you look lovely in the corduroys.
Mm-hmm.
Back to those gold corduroys again. I said, why are we on right now? And she said, oh, there was a problem the engineers are trying to work out. I think when they were sending the last hour of the Bill O'Reilly Show via satellite, mm-hmm. it was bleeding with other stuff.
And for once, it really wasn't our fault. It was coming from New York that way.
Yeah, well, I think it had something to do with Voyager.
Oh, sure. What, the TV show?
No, the lunar space capsule thing that's been exploring the solar system.
I thought you were talking about the fourth and the five Star Trek show.
No, not Voyager. This was the real Voyager that's actually out in space.
Mike,
I was reading about it today.
That was the real Voyager.
That's right.
With Kate Mulgrew.
Kate Mulgrew.
From Ryan's Hope.
I'd like to see
as your captain.
I'd like to have a debate between Kathleen Turner and Kate Mulgrew. I'd like to have those two ratty vixens.
When you mentioned that, would you mention them again?
Kate Mulgrew and Kathleen Turner.
They are great.
They are great.
They are.
Hey, listen, there's some Van Halen.
Yeah.
Started the show. That was, of course, Jump. And here we go. Don and Mike show. Hello. What?
Who's on the line?
I'm just thinking about my favorite new commercial by Kathleen Turner, you know, which is New York Live. The company you keep. And she's still doing that
she
thing.
She cannot speak. I mean, really.
I don't know what her background is, but she has 700 accents that are all working within that raspy, boozy voice.
A lot of those celebrities and wannabe celebrities go through the phases like Madonna did when she, at first she was, hey, how you doing? I'm Madonna there.
Right.
And it was, oh, hello, this is Madonna.
I'm not doing a show. With Kathleen Turner, it was body heat. When she just talked like a normal American girl who was sexy as all get out.
She even talked normal in the Michael Douglas movie where
Romancing the Stone?
Where she slid down, and also she talked normal in War of the Roses.
And then at some point, she went on this thing where she is talking.
It just became like this.
And the commercials are riveting because it's pure Kathleen Turner. You have to understand the financial institution, the company, New York Life, the company you keep.
Scientists have pinpointed it right at as soon as they wrapped V.I. Warshawski.
Yeah, I thought so.
Hello, here's a call. Hello, Dynamite.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
I swear to God, I could listen to you guys goof on Scott Shannon and all for 4 hours.
That's,
I'd be perfectly happy.
That is a new MP3 that somebody sent into the show of Scott Shannon.
He really, I mean, he had it going on then. He was doing, now you worked with him for years before that.
Yeah.
Has he always sounded like that?
Yeah. That was, I guess he would probably look back, knowing him, he'd think that was a good show.
Right.
That was a good rock show.
Michael Scott Shannon, the writer of Prognosticator.
Who's on the line? Hey, where is that tape? Isn't there a second part of that tape?
There is.
God. And thank you for the call. And you know what else we've got? We've got, the tapes of Boston Raw.
Oh, geez.
Because we didn't want to watch it, but we wanted to tape it just so we could have an edition of Tool Time.
I looked in on everything last night, and the all-time worst was had to be The Contender.
which I made the mistake.
Worse than the Trump movie?
Boy, oh, see, I looked at that, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Keith in Wichita.
Hi there, Keith.
In the introduction to Letterman last night, I believe the announcer said groaner, and I have it here for you if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, sure. More proof that David Letterman is ripping us
constantly
off.
Constantly stealing.
Hold the lion, please.
The lion. Who's on the line?
Based on the terrifying number one,
it was something like a best-selling Groaners. Oh, who knows? Was it number one best-selling Groaners?
Well, I mean, what was it recorded on?
Hard to tell.
Hello? Was it a little loud?
How did you record that?
What did the guy say? What did the announcer say?
He said, the best-selling groaner is what it sounds like he says, but I closed-captioned it, and the closed-caption just went dot, 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 because the closed-caption person didn't know what he said.
Oh,
but it
okay.
sounds like the best-selling groaner.
All right, well,
good work, Rockford.
You'll get a pass on that. Come on. Come on, lay off there.
Yeah.
Lay off, Rocky.
Play it again if you like.
No, that's okay. Thank
Rocky
you.
Spiewak?
No, Rocky was Jim Rockford's dad.
Yeah, Noah Beery.
Rockford Files, another show I could go deep on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, whenever the Rockford Files was on, is on, right. It's hard to find now. You can find it, incidentally, on Hallmark Channel, also on WGN.
Where is Hallmark Channel? You know the number of
311 or 312. 312.
Yeah.
WGN
11. And isn't it followed up with Magnum P.I.?
Yeah, and Big Daddy hates it because it's on opposite The Price is Right. So what to do?
Oh, big dilemma for him.
TiVo, you got to buy that man a TiVo, Robbie.
Magnum.
The show last night, the American Idol show, I thought it blew chunks.
I did not agree with you more.
I really did. The original songs, at least, you know.
Should have a category for none of the above.
At least Randy Jackson, you know, for one time, stopped with all of his, yo, 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 you the bomb, you the bomb. He's the first guy that said, hey, listen, these songs that you're singing, they suck.
Yeah, but they all fell into line at the end. They all towed the line at the end. And they all...
All they had to say, it's the best one ever.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was so... You know what I felt like after committing an entire season to this and watching that? I felt like, oh, we've all made a terrible mistake. Neither one of them can really sing. It's very frustrating. They all start with, they want to do the rangy stuff, so they start with songs that are done so low that they can't even hit the notes, so they can hit their dramatic high notes, and I just thought it was a suck fest.
Frida refused to watch it with it. We started to watch it, and as soon as the songs came on, I said, you know, I started analyzing it and saying, you know, this has got 40 million people watching this goddamn show, and allegedly they're going to get a recording contract with Clive Davis, and they're going to be with BMG, a big record company. Wouldn't you give them a record that people would go, wow? Like, that's a record that knocks my in the dirt.
Just, they both sang just tragic ballads.
So she got tired of me just screaming about that.
It was the worst. It was one of the worst episodes. It was the grand finale, and it was one of the worst episodes.
She went in the other room. But then I had to go, I had to leave my room eventually during commercials, and I went in the other room where she was watching something else, a TiVo medium something with her mom. And I went out and I said, you know, I do get too wrapped up in it, but here's the thing that I got to remember about that show. These people are not going to be stars. Bo Bice ain't the next.
No.
Jesus Christ. Certainly not Bono. He's not the next Rob Thomas.
He's a karaoke singer.
He's not the next Hootie. You know, and she ain't the next Faith Hill. So once you get past that,
it was kind of funny when they were saying, well, it was tough to do a song without hearing it before. Well, that's kind of what original artists do.
But if you just look at it like that and think, these people are not our stars of tomorrow today.
No.
These are just slabs of meat that we're watching. You know, again, it's just dance, monkey, dance.
Right. Don, I think the show is filled with contradictions. You can get that when Randy says, this is all about being an original. And then the show is based on them singing other people's music all season.
And I'm convinced after watching this for 4 years now that the key to winning on that show is just come out with some balls and some passion. If you don't get caught in that trap, what you're talking about, doing like those Mariah Carey goddamn Celine Dion songs.
Yep, that's what they do.
Who's the chick that got voted off this year, but she had the big fro, and when she would come out, she did one song where all she did was just go...
No, Nadia Turner.
I mean, it was
Nadia Turner. She got voted off several weeks ago.
You show a little passion.
Right,
you don't stand
of course.
There, but Who cares? It's well, a TV show. It, you know, watch it. It's great.
If it was a vocal,
sucks, it's great.
If it was a vocal competition strictly, and you judged strictly on vocal ability, you might have to go
with Scott Sable.
With Scott Sable.
Thank you.
You might have to go with Blondie, but she has absolutely no personality and no passion. Bo's got more passion.
I tell you what.
Yeah, but it's. I think it's anybody's game tonight.
She, no matter how talented or untalented she is as a singer. A singer,
she is
if she's not been deflowered already, she's awful in the sack.
Yeah,
and if she hasn't been, she will be.
Yeah,
Carrie Underwood,
so frigid.
Yeah, and Underwood. Okay.
Yeah,
get what I'm saying?
Yeah, very much so.
She is Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
She could be standing up there naked singing, and I imagine that I would go, "What else is on?"
It was a very painful competition.
Not that I wouldn't be curious to see what any woman looks like naked, but she just, I don't think, but.
I like her smile.
I don't think she'd be a giving lover.
Yeah, well, that's important.
I
not like you, Buzz. If she's not, then you're not interested.
I think she's one of those girls who would just be, she'd just lay there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be on top of her. She'd just lay there and just like, are you done?
Thank you. What I hear you guys saying then is you're done with American Idol. No more American Idol.
No,
it's just,
no
this you're is fed one of up, the worst disgusted. Seasons. This is one of the worst seasons ever. You've been burned.
They're
not going back.
They can do better. You heard me. It sucks, but I love it.
Okay. The show itself is great. The concept of the talent show, it's fantastic. And the way they do it, the way they have it. What they've done this year, though, I think they failed us. I think the judges have failed us. The screening process has failed us. I think they really blew it. They really went with the, I don't know, with style over substance.
So what are we going to do? Like boycott it? No, we're going to watch it next year.
The fact is, it gets to, it's on America at a certain point, the people that vote. But, you know, God, I said to myself, I watched these two finalists, and every single song they say, I said, when are they going to come out and wow me? And then I realized they're incapable of wowing, right?
Then I get back to this. I have so many discussions in my mind with myself about this. That's one of the reasons I like it, because America did choose.
Yeah.
And we got two people who really aren't very good. So that part
of it. Either one of them could play at the White House.
That part of it.
or serve there.
I embrace. I embrace the fact that there might have been more talented people.
Right.
Hell, Ozzie Smith's kid might have been more talented.
Yeah.
But he's got to sit there in the front row next to Fat Boy and the Streisand wannabe from Las Vegas while we've got these other two hacks up on stage.
Makes me think that they might even want to skew it older. What did they go up to? What did they go up to? 29?
I believe Bob Ice is 29, yeah.
29? And maybe you go up to the 32, and then if you don't get anybody, you inch it up to 34 or something like that. But it just was, I realized, man, this is it. These are the two that we picked, and very, very disappointing.
And the song sucked. The songs that they sang really, really sucked ass.
What's the one you liked that Bo sang for his second song?
Vehicle.
Vehicle. Even his version of that wasn't as good as the first time he did it.
And here's why, because you'd heard him do it before.
Right.
Now, there's a million other goddamn songs out there that sound like that. I mean, he could pick a song. I know I mentioned Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Right.
Chicago. He's got a voice that could do anything
with
that.
Yeah, but do some songs. You know, Familiarity, Familiarity, Familiarity. You just lay one out there that we all know. That very first song, both of them were like, oh, my God, when's it going to be over? But they all end with, oh, hey! You know, hit that high note.
Yeah,
strained nostrils, flaring vessels, popping.
How about the tards in the audience, which is now WWE/Jerry Springer
right.
/The View.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
only
really
The View for, like, middle school girls.
Well, no, The View only because when you see the shots of, like, Bob Ice's grandmother,
right.
You know, you'll see, like,
she's pretty.
Is she hot?
She is.
You'll see big thugs, right? You'll see hooligans, and like you will at WWE, and then you see the teenage girls,
right.
And then you just see old people.
And Roseanne.
Yeah.
Roseanne in the audience.
The beautiful Roseanne. I caught that.
I mean, that was just...
It's a hot ticket, Mike.
A very quick throwaway.
It's a hot ticket to get.
I had to go back with the TiVo to make sure that the lovely platinum blonde Roseanne...
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're walking away.
Baby, we're not walking
not
away.
Not a chance.
We're not going anywhere, Buzz. We love the show. Watch it tonight.
Right.
Watch Bob Ice win. And then just wait for Bob Ice to become the next John Fogerty, the John Fogerty of our generation. Can you imagine? He's worthless.
He'll be at state fairs.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
he will.
For the first couple of years.
Holiday Inn.
And then gone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how
are
you?
Hi there.
I wanted to remind you that Michael Scott Shannon, after he left Pirate Radio,
he ventured to New York to start the magnificent Mojo Radio.
Yeah, he's had a lot of good radio formats behind him.
The Mojo format.
He's had a lot of good radio. I
got your mojo working.
Pirate Radio, pictures of you, the care, little sweet Georgia Brown, thrown in there to see how it sounds. 7:37, Pirate Radio, Shannon in the morning, tomorrow, Supreme. Friday the 13th, spring break and body shake at Easter weekend, blast off live in the Queen Mary.
What?
We started at 7 and goes to 11, free concert from Motor Day of the Night. So you can sing along with Shout with Don Johnson, the Naked Girls of RoboCop. We'll have the Easter Bunny dunk tank and win pirate shirts at Chibi Con. Fog, low clouds this morning, hot and sunny this afternoon, a high around 90 today.
I caught one thing.
We'll have the Easter Bunny dunk tank.
Second traffic this morning.
And RoboCop.
We never know.
And the Electric Girls.
And Don Johnson.
Good morning. Golden State Freeway northbound before the Pasadena Freeway. An injury.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a little more Scott Shannon.
Hire me a high school freshman to do traffic.
On the line.
On the line.
Who's on the line?
Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how's it going this afternoon?
Okay, my friend.
Don, two things on American Idol. Did
yes.
you notice the first song that Bo Bice sang, he was dressed like Charles Manson?
Dressed like Charles Manson? I didn't dig the glasses.
He's got a Manson-esque quality about him.
I guess he does.
The open-toed Jesus sandals and the schmuck he had on.
Okay, I'll go with you. That is very Charlie Manson-ish.
I got it.
Great.
Prison American Idol.
Yes, Prison Idol.
You go into the prisons. I bet you get some talented people.
Prison Idol.
And your finalists, you know, one has to stay for life.
That's brilliant.
And the winner gets paroled.
That is brilliant.
Thank you.
I love that idea.
Get that right out to Fox, Mike.
Prison Idol. There you have it.
Prison Nanny 911.
Yeah. Let's take these incorrigible inmates and see what our British nannies can do with them.
Who wants to be a prison inmate?
Extreme makeover, prison style.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, just admit it. You love to be hurt. If you didn't sit down in front of the television every night and get raped, then you wouldn't watch it.
Let me just say yes. Yes, correct. Correct. In this case, I am the woman on Cops.
American Idol has given me a good taste in my mouth most of the time. That last night, it put me in a bad mood.
No, I'm like that lady on Cops. The husband just beat me. I'm standing at the screen door. I got blood coming from my mouth, and I'm going, don't take my baby away. I love him. I love him. And then we just crashed my face in.
It's a very sad finale, and it's a bummer. And then, of course, we had the vignettes, which they just love to do, where they take the old tape and show them all and blah, blah.
I love disappointment.
You love to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You love to let them hurt you.
And listen, when you look forward to, when you love disappointment, you're not disappointed then when you're disappointed.
They never let you down.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I got to go to your acupuncturist.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because you say, I love disappointment.
Uh-huh.
So then something happens, you go, oh, that sucks. Wait, hold on. Yeah.
That's what I expect.
I love being disappointed.
Do you love it or do you simply expect it?
Yes.
Which is it, Don? Is it love or is it expectations? You expect to be disappointed. Do you love it or do you just prepare for it?
What are we talking about now?
Everything.
The beating that American Idol gives you.
Well, specifically, but life in general.
Life in general, do I love it?
Yes.
Give it to me again now, Doctor.
I find that I expect disappointment.
Yeah.
Therefore, I am not often disappointed.
Yes.
I don't necessarily love disappointment.
I would say that I'm 47 now.
Mm-hmm.
Been disappointed, I would say, virtually every day of my life.
Oh, dear.
I would say I've grown to love it.
You've embraced it.
Even in the best situation.
You have to.
That's one of the best parts about my weird personality, is even in the best situation, I can always find the one bad thing.
Right.
To focus on.
The dark line.
You've been with me when we've had really great days, and we've been out, we've had good times, and they say, oh, crap, what about this?
Right.
Because I love it.
Or even the great moments are short-lived, basically, or short-lived.
So I love disappointment, and I'm used to disappointment.
All right.
Disappointment is my friend. Disappointment's my bitch.
Okay. All right.
How about you?
I accept it.
You accept it? How about you, Buzz?
I expect it.
I expect it. Robbie?
I relish dispensing disappointment.
Oh, so you like giving disappointment.
You're a giver.
You like disappointing.
Yes,
Buzz is a giving lover, and Rob is
giving disappointer.
So you have been, been told that you've given disappointment for so long that now you embrace that.
Yes, but they didn't need to tell me.
You knew it anyway.
and smiled.
Oh, you? Again?
Well, I think we all deal with it in our own way.
Yeah.
But we all know that it is just around the corner.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
All I know is that I've got to get a day planner. Because disappointment is over here, and that appointment is over there. And I don't know where any of my appointments are. Where's disappointment?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ignis Dan from D.C.
Hi there.
I'm just listening to you saying about the disappointment, and you said pretty much you were disappointed every day of your life.
Yes.
Does that include your wedding day? Not to cause a big fight again, but...
Yes, of course. Yes, every day. See,
your wedding day.
Much even like your ancestors would have been disappointed when they lost the war to us.
Yes.
Well, America saved Britain in the war, I think. Wasn't
listen,
that
war, I'm going back to the original one.
Listen,
the revolutionary.
Listen, Queen Mom, let me explain something to you, okay? Yes, I don't have to explain it to you. You are correct. Yes, on every
much
day.
Like you would be disappointed when you go to floss your teeth and one just comes right out.
Much like you would be disappointed when you taste your dinner and again it's flavorless.
Due to the fact that it's boiled.
Fluoride, my friend. That's something that's never disappointed me.
What?
I've got it in my water. I've got it in my toothpaste. Fluoride is my friend.
I like to think we've got the corner on the market of tackling the British like yourself. I don't think you hear that in American media enough.
No, you don't.
People don't take on the Brits like we do.
Even though the Brits really are our only ally now in the world. And that guy Tony Blair put his ass on the line for Bush and almost got voted out again.
But we are still here on this show fighting the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. On behalf of Britain, I thank you. But I'm just a little disappointed myself that we're not all speaking German and... I guess I have you Americans to thank for that.
Yeah. God. And you also might want to thank us that your whole outfit didn't just sink into the Atlantic as well.
That's right, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
Don't forget to eat your fruit. You won't be so sickly.
Thank you for the call.
You won't get the scurvy. When you're sending out those big merchant ships to find breadfruit. Mr. Christian!
Hey, but don't worry.
That's how far back we go.
Don't worry. You've got the Spice Girls. You got the Spice Girls going for you, Britton.
Sure.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah, they're good. And
hello.
I hope Kylie's better.
Don and Mike Show.
Man, I've had trouble with the concept, though, of bend it like Beckham. Okay, quit bragging.
Hello.
Hello, this is Gary.
Yes, Gary. Terry, Gary. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I totally disagree with you. I think it's the best season ever.
Of what? Of American Idol?
Yeah, of American Idol.
Really? Why?
But because it's not these cookie cutter wannabes. I mean, it's Bo's got a distinctive voice. He's different. Carrie, I mean, she's pretty. She's got a
sir. Hold on a second. Do you think that any of them, seriously now, do you think a year from now, do you think 6 months from now, you're going to go buy a Bo Bice record or a Carrie Underwood record?
I think I will buy a Bo Bice if he did something.
I think you're lying.
Hey, but really, when you're talking seriously about hitting notes. I'll take Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken, Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia Barrino, and I will stack them all up against those
Clay.
Two.
Homo.
They didn't hit the notes last night. They were flat.
I'll tell you what about all those people.
They're great.
And I think that guy Bo Bice has some potential. Like I said, a David Clayton Thomas type. But
he did, but he chose songs where he was out of his league. He really has nailed a lot of songs this year, but last night I didn't think he was doing it.
Tonight he'll be reuniting with whatever undead members of Lynyrd Skynyrd to sing Sweet Home Alabama.
Once they remind him who they are.
What, my friend?
Can I say one thing before I go?
What?
Today, Joe Ardinger was a giving lover.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you got that in.
That's some props for Joe. That's nice.
I think you guys are going wrong trying to figure out if anyone's going to buy a Bo Bice record. I'm waiting for the Bo Bice sitcom.
Hello. He is being offered a TV show.
Is he? No kidding.
I'm not kidding about that. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm not kidding you this time. Hello.
That'd be good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Don Mike? I think American Idol sucks.
Right. There you go.
Good
I'm with
man.
You. I'm with you. But I'll be watching it.
Do you watch it, though?
Oh, yeah, I watch it. But, you know what I mean? I'll watch it, like, for 5 minutes, and I'll have to turn the channel.
That's
not. It gets me sick.
Let me ask
Simon
you a question.
Fuller.
About disappointment, sir.
Oh.
It's just annoying. You know what I mean? The songs.
Overall disappointment. Do you embrace it? Do you love it? Do you expect it? Do you not like it?
I just don't like it, but it's kind of... It draws me back.
No.
How do you deal with disappointment?
We're talking about the subject of disappointment.
It does disappoint me this year.
No. Yes. Okay.
Get off the show.
He doesn't understand the concept.
Get the show first.
Yeah, I do understand the concept.
No, okay. You don't understand the concept. Why don't you listen to the question you've been asked twice?
Being disappointed in general. Oh, am I?
Yes, I am disappointed in general.
Okay.
In life.
And do you love it? Do you expect it? Do you embrace it? Do you hate it?
Are you surprised by it all the time?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
So you're constantly thinking that
whatever,
you...
Yeah, to all of the above?
Whatever the last answer was. Yeah.
You're constantly thinking that
so be
today...
So surprised by it.
Today's going to be a better day for Habib, or whatever your name is, and then you're disappointed by it.
Yeah. I really am disappointed by it because, you know, I mean, they could pick better people than this.
He's still on
still
the show.
Talking about,
he is not
still talking about American Idol.
Yeah. You're talking about the abstract concept of disappointment in general.
And embracing it.
Life's disappointment.
Not necessarily. I simply expect it. I have not come to embrace it.
I love it.
No.
My mistress. Disappointment.
Yeah. Seriously, my Christmas comes around and I still expect good things.
I'm disappointed in this call.
I'm embracing it because I expected it.
That's the difference.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I think you're wrong. I think Bo is going to have a long career.
Really? Okay. Where?
They're already offering him a TV show.
I mentioned that, but you got to remember that who's the guy that we could never get on the show that he was promised from Survivor?
The country singer?
Survivor.
Survivor.
Rupert. Yeah. Okay, remember, Rupert got offered a TV show as well when Survivor was on.
Sure.
That was on, like, one of the Discovery Channels for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, where's Rupert now?
Yeah. Well, Bose is going to be, like, prime time. He's going to be a detective from South Florida.
Rupert now is picking weevils out of his beard.
That's not what I read.
Orlando Vice.
I read that Bo's being shopped. I read that Bo is being shopped around for some combination rodeo southern rock show.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's a detective from South Florida. They're going to call it Miami Vice.
Jerk.
Oh, no.
I tell you what.
That's a violation.
Sure you is. Better, right now.
Hands against the car.
Get out. Get out of the car. Get your license.
Yes, sir.
Step out of the car, please.
Get your license.
Sorry.
Registration.
Please.
Jesus. No, you
got to. I couldn't help myself.
Well, that's your problem. Your lack of self-control has landed you in a very familiar place to some listeners.
Yeah. You do the crime, you got to do the time.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You know, you walked all that way through that to get to that when Bo Bice really has been offered a TV show, but you just wanted to get your stupid joke in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother. Okay, we'll give you a chance. Where is your mom right now?
In Horvin.
Corbin. That must be near Corbin. Besides, right. Bo has been offered a one-time deal on TV. He's going to be on a Hallmark Hall of Fame special. It's going to be John Steinbeck's. Of Bison Men.
I love
you.
That.
I'm sorry. I should not have piled on.
What is your mom doing right now in this whore town?
I don't know.
She's having sex with someone. Who's she having sex with?
Satan,
yes. And she's
watching that new Bo game show, The Bice is Right. I'm so sorry.
You know, I'm going to have to put you in the book.
I know.
What am I going to do? Put my best butt in the book.
But that humming you hear is your friend in the back who's trying to come up with one right now. That humming.
I think I've started something.
Take credit. No.
Congratulations.
You started something, all right.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
That's right.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller.
Congratulations.
To all the privileges that come with said title. Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in a book.
Yep.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
I said good day, sir.
Hold on one moment.
Good day.
You got a number for this guy, Robbie?
I need a last initial, S.
Brian
from Tahoe, your last initial.
S.
What?
S.
S.
Brian S.
S. S. And S.
I know what it stands for.
He has.
You no longer need that last initial because now you have a number. Are you ready to jot this down?
Okay,
now. Prick your finger and write it in blood. 00 0 stroke 00 0 stroke 0. Zero.
May I make a request?
Three.
You do it differently every time.
May I make a request, though? Instead of stroke,
yeah.
May we insert the word Liddy? And would you read again instead of stroke?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay, now this is your number. It is 00. 0 Liddy 0. 0. 0 Liddy 0. 0 3. 9.
That's your number.
John, you are on the air, sir.
You don't know when he's finished, but that's your number, sir.
39. That's it, and I'm sorry we have to start the show like this and put you in the book.
I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry. You're out of here.
Rob?
Why?
Can you...
And besides, see, I didn't even give him the chance for the setup with what would you like to say.
No, I'm not saying it. I was just going to say Bo's actually been hired to do a mafia show.
What's that?
They're going to remake Vice Guy. I'm sorry. See, it was Wise Guy, and it just didn't work, and I was forcing it, and you just don't force.
He's been on the phone with Uncle Ben.
Minute Vice. But now he's going to endorse a full line of products.
Don't forget
Vice, products.
Vice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
See, now you can move into that. Thank you. Thank you for embracing the disappointment.
You're welcome.
See, I'm disappointed that I came up with
Don,
that.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
And yes, happy. Shut up, you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on. You need to hear the sound? Will that help you? There you go. Hello?
Hi, how you doing, Don and Mike, Radio God?
Hi there.
All right, instead of being disappointed by watching the actual show, just listen in and hear all the crap that I missed on TV last night.
Oh, so you listen in and does that disappoint you?
No, I'm actually not disappointed by you guys, but I probably would be if I tuned in to American Idol.
That's a pretty brilliant way of looking at it, yeah.
Okay, you're very deep, sir.
And it makes us feel that we're providing a valuable public service.
We pass the disappointment on to you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And, Mike, all of us in Ocean City are proud of you for losing those 10 pounds, and hopefully we can help you put them back on.
Thank you.
There's your support. Guys probably call him from Thrasher's French Fries down at the boardwalk.
Thank you, Fred. We'll see you later. I'll tell you something I'm never disappointed with.
What's that?
Never. Our outstanding advertisers.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test them out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
The Don and Mike Show. Blissfully nude, Don and Mike.
Right. You can hit our website, donandmikewebsite.com. If you go to the links page, I think the link of Kelsey Grammer falling down is still there.
Good.
I don't know if the Tony Danza crashing his car one is still there.
Is Paris Hilton's link still there?
Oh, yes. A beautiful link.
What a link she's got.
I bet that her link is probably smooth, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Her link.
Her link?
Her. Oh, yeah. Her link.
Oh, I think so. It would have to be. With all the modeling she does. I believe there is actual videographic evidence that her link is smooth.
I only remember seeing like her head.
Oh, I saw more than that.
Oh, you saw the link?
I saw her link. Her link.
I was trying to get a golf thing going there because it's like if you're out of the links,
yeah,
you get to. Well,
I saw her link and her putter. I'm not sure what that guy's name was though.
Lucky.
You know when you have to be careful on a golf course?
What?
It's between the first and second hole.
Isn't that some joke? There's some joke that's like, what's the par on this hole and everything else?
No, all I know, it's about the fleshy freeway.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Anyway, yes, the Paris Hilton TV spot is, we got a link on our website.
That's right. Now it's time for everybody to see, and if you want to take a look at it, taint nobody's business but yours.
That's right. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Okay, by me. Mr. Geronimo?
Yes, hello.
Mr. Geronimo?
What?
Oh, sorry. I hate to bother you, but could I have a private moment with Mike?
Sure, go ahead. Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Spice is nice, but he dressed as best.
Wait, you see a laugh through it. What was it?
He said, Vice is nice, but incest is best. And that was directed at you.
I'm so nice.
At
you got
favorite.
You got a Mr. Geronimo, and then I got, may I talk to Mike?
Yes.
Of course.
And then he lays that on me.
Our daddy is dead.
Our daddy is dead.
Having fun.
Oh, my goodness. This low pressure won't go away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What was
I was, that was me making a sound while the computer, I was looking.
While the computer was delaying the phone line.
At each line that I tried to push, it would make that little lockup, the icon would come
up.
So
I have one question.
Yes.
Who's on the line?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don? Mike?
Yeah.
Harley Mike? Harley Mike?
Is he calling you
Harley Mike?
Harley Mike.
Harley Mike.
Don, Harley Mike, how you doing?
You're giving Mike a nickname now, Harley Mike.
Harley Mike, yeah.
It doesn't sound tough enough. Harley Mike sounds like that sounds like a vaudeville performer. There's vaudeville again.
You could be on the Scott Shannon show.
I'm Harley Mike.
We've got Charlie Gnarly and Harley Mike at the Taco Bell.
Harley Mike.
I think if you were on the Shannon show, you'd be Motorbike Mike.
Motorbike Mike.
All right, listen, what can we do for you?
Motorbike Mike, Harley Mike, I like that. Hey, what? Mike, I'm happy you got a motorcycle. I hope we hear some more motorcycle talk.
Yeah.
I haven't heard you talk about it very much.
Well, it's been a rainy week here, here, gentlemen, and you know, it's hasn't been out of the the garage.
I bet you've still been polishing it.
You've
been polishing that thing.
Hey, I polished it long before I had a Harley, sir.
Did you really?
Yeah, I polished my Link.
You have a lock. You don't have a Link. Boys have locks. Girls have Links.
Locks and Links.
Come on.
Patty, Edith. Patty.
Last night on TV, besides stupid American Idol, it was stupid Robin Amba.
Right. Boy, I hate them both.
Get married.
I think everybody hates them both.
I think so.
Beth Ann doesn't. She likes them. She taped it. The reason we're playing this is we're going to have Tool Time now. We're going to listen. It's the theme to Tool Time, Home Improvement.
Right.
We're going to listen to some Robin Amber clips.
Amba?
I asked Beth Ann to just find the ones where Rob is being Boston Rob-ish.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
So you like Boston Rob and
no,
Amber?
No, I don't like either of them.
Oh, good.
But the show sucked me in. You know, in 2 hours of it. Oh.
You like the disappointment?
Yeah.
So you got into it, Helen?
Disappointment, huh?
Helen?
Yeah.
You got into it?
Yeah. I mean, it was a wedding. Who doesn't get into a wedding?
You?
Three of us.
True.
Goddamn well, I don't.
Four. Touché, Mr. Geronimo.
I'm not a fan of the wedding shows, if you get my drift.
Hey, Beth Ann, back to those gold corduroys today.
I know. They look good, don't they?
Yeah, well, that was a nice experiment. I thought you were going to go all week.
I almost wore the yellow dress all the time as well, but I just couldn't stomach it this morning.
Didn't like the freedom.
But I look at it in my closet, and I think of you, Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really
do. Maybe in your closet, in your boudoir.
Thanks so much. Did you exchange the other one that didn't fit?
I'm going to go this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. More time.
I'd like to quote the great young MC who said, she's dressed in yellow. She said hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow.
Oh, I love it when you quote Bust a Move.
Yes. Yeah. I thought of you, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the... Bye, VA.
Bye.
Same corduroys.
Yeah.
Same corduroys.
Well, they practically ran to her when she got home last evening.
Same friggin' pants.
Yeah.
They were standing in the corner.
Put me back on.
She keeps saying that she launders them every day.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe her to be a generally a clean woman.
Yeah, yeah, but wouldn't they...
I'd have to put a qualifier there. Generally.
Generally.
Generally. I would imagine on the weekend.
She's probably somewhat clean on the weekend.
Well, I'm sure.
I think so.
Somewhat.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Women are different than guys.
Yeah.
I think, generally speaking, women bathe every day. Even
well, I think women are generally cleaner by nature. I don't think women can necessarily grease up as much as guys can on a weekend. Like, if you go a whole weekend, you and I have both done it, where you just say, who needs it? You put the cap on.
Yeah.
And by Sunday, 6 o'clock, a woman's going to be in better shape than a guy would be.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, it depends on the woman.
See, but the thing is, a woman wouldn't go that far with it. a woman, I think, after like 24 hours would crawl out of her skin.
Yeah, I think most women would probably wig out a little bit if they hadn't taken a shower. Most.
But I have to wonder, when those corduroys will just dissolve.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
I hope.
When's the last time you went more than 24 hours without bathing?
Never.
Never.
I mean, I'm kind of weird about that. I shower in the morning and I bathe at night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Baby.
We finally found something odd about her.
Wow.
Are you obsessed with being clean?
I'm clean, ready to go.
Do you ever scream out damn spot? Just scrubbing.
Are you bringing Shakespeare into this?
I'm just trying to see the level of the...
Out damn spot.
Do you have candles? In your
scented candle
around your tub?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Oh, you do that? You do that with a lantern?
What did he say? What
do you have a lantern?
I don't have a lantern.
That's good.
Skull and crossbones.
So is that like your special time?
Yeah, and I like to take a nice bath, and I need to shave my legs. I used to shave my legs every single day.
Uh-huh. And who needs that? That's such a hassle.
Especially when you're wearing, really is a hassle.
Especially when you're wearing corduroys. How many days growth you got on those gams now, those babies? How many days growth right now?
I wash them every...
No. That's... How many days growth on your legs?
Oh, no. I mean, I shaved last night, and I shaved for the dress. I generally probably shave every night.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to be ready for action.
Sure. To a point.
To a point.
Yeah. Buzz, I call that point.
Yes, that's right. Yes, you do. Exfoliating.
Why would you love to be that loofah, huh? Oh, tender. Watch out.
Is this the final procedure? Are there any more?
No. Oh. There's some of that stuff that just won't
out
go.
Damn spot.
Sometimes I take the lantern and hold it up.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hold on. We got one more hair that just won't come out. And there you got it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Got it. Yeah. And then you got to moisturize.
Oh, you have to moisturize?
Yeah, all over your body.
It's always so. What is the total time frame on this whole procedure?
Yeah.
Normally, how long does it take?
An hour.
Every night?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Interesting.
Baby.
All right.
Now, what is that?
I don't know.
Almost done.
Beth Ann.
I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah.
I'll be out in a minute.
You don't electrocute yourself, darling.
All in the tub. All in the tub.
Oh, now.
There's the dog.
No. That's not the dog, darling.
What is it?
That's Link. How you doing, Link?
Oh, God.
Link is, your Link is like Spot. On the monsters.
Yeah,
remember the
right.
Spot that used to live under the stairs?
I remember.
And they'd lift up the stairway and there'd be Spot.
There you go.
Oh,
okay. All right, Beth Ann. So you like the Robin Amber show?
Yeah, I like a wedding. It was nice, I tried to remove myself. I'm looking forward to Robin Amber get divorced.
Well, they've had virtually a camera in their face for their entire lives.
And they've seemed to...
Together.
Yeah, they've gotten, quite used to it.
So do you have, are there cuts here? Did you get the cuts of him being stupid?
There's not the longer ones, and then there's, I would say the last cuts are better than the first one.
You're either born with rhythm or you're not.
Right. I would play that when he has to take the dancing lesson.
Oh, you know what? Do you see Joe's got a lot of calls about you?
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up now.
No, hold on.
They call us about you.
Not
surprised. Might as well just keep you on the line. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Bueno Arbusto, fellas.
Hi there.
Hey, Beth Ann, I have a question for you. How you doing, first off?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you fancy yourself an efficient woman?
In what regards?
In general.
In regards to, do you wear your corduroys in the bath, therefore knocking two birds with one stone?
No, not that efficient.
Knocking two birds with one stone.
He's under the influence of a narcotic.
Out of here. Hello. He's under the influence of Beth Ann McBride, who has been found guilty of being hot.
He's intoxicated.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We've finally broken down the barriers with Beth Ann. Now we're discussing her bathroom habits.
Her bath, yes.
And I do mean
her evening bath.
Yes, bath, which is in the bathroom.
That's right.
Hello.
Yeah, had a kind of a bath question for Beth Ann.
Sure, go ahead.
Of course you did.
And I wondered about cards. Sometimes people relax and play cards, and I was wondering if she ever played solitaire.
Ho, ho, ho. What, people play cards in the bath?
In the bath? How do you do that?
Leading up to a specific game.
Is this like a sexual reference, sir?
He wants to know if she ever plays solitaire.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
Okay, hold on. Me and Mike had our dummy hats on.
Yeah, thank you.
And I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not in the bath.
Okay.
Very good.
There you go.
Not in
thank
the
you
bath.
Very much.
Caller, please. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good answer.
So you get out of the tub.
We're drawing the line again.
You're standing there hold on a second. This thing's not cute, though. Oh,
you mentioned your dog. How is your dog?
She's okay.
Huh?
You know, she's been better. She's a little dog. But thank you for asking, Buzz.
Certainly.
I knew you would.
That's the one I like.
But he gets the sound effects back out.
Not smooth enough.
And who knows what she's doing. Sometimes those ingrown hairs.
Can't imagine.
Fly ever.
It's a real bitch. If you're a chicken, you get an ingrown hair right in between, like on your inner thigh.
Yeah, very difficult.
Try pulling that baby out. Listen to this.
Nasty.
Look at that. Okay.
Oh, no.
Flick. Are you still there?
Hey, I'm here.
How close are we to getting that guy on the show so we can stop doing that? You can't touch this thing.
Pretty darn close.
Okay.
Just like my shave.
Very good.
Okay.
Your shave.
Yeah.
You know, here's the best one.
Celebration.
Give it a moment. Here's Beth Ann. And, yes. Almost all that nasty hair is gone. You got it? Good to the last drop. Yeah. There you go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Sure.
Take that, hair. I want Beth Ann to steal another call for you.
Oh, good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Beth Ann, do you use bubbles or do you like to see what you're doing?
Oh, come on now.
Oh, God, all right. No, it's a legitimate question. Do you like a bubble bath,
well,
Beth Ann?
There's actually two baths. Like, I take the water out and then I put some more water in.
Right.
Yeah.
But do we have any sound effects of the water being let out of the tub?
I hope not.
We're being taxed right now.
I know it is. I'm sorry. I'm being greedy.
That's when you get one of those big hairs. Just won't go anywhere. Where's our Oprah in the bathtub sound effect?
Well, that's nice, Tom.
No, it's only because it's a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
It's the only bath sound we have.
No.
He's gotten meaner as he's gotten closer to his goal weight.
No, there's no meanness.
No.
There you go. There's the bath.
See, we used to have a tape of Oprah in the bathtub, and now we've isolated it, and it's just you in the bathtub. Now there's no Oprah there. See, it's just Beth Ann in the bathtub.
Ha 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 ha
That was, what the hell was that?
You know what that was, Mike.
What was that?
I don't know.
Tweezers.
Yeah, tweezers.
All right, bring that down. Hold on.
Okay.
Sometimes you just got to bite something off. That's what happens sometimes. You got to bite off.
Meanwhile, now it's a little relaxation. Also, no, back to work.
Be careful with the power tools in the water. One of those wet shave devices.
Oh, God. Bath time with BA.
Oh, my God.
It's been fun. I'll see you tonight.
You can't spell bath without BA.
That's right,
oh,
bud.
God.
Would you consider me rude if I hung up?
God.
Now, hold on a second. There's all those calls.
Oh, my.
Oh, good. More calls.
Look at your screen. look at your screen, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I speak to BA, please?
She's on the line.
Hello.
Hello, BA.
Hey.
I was just wondering, when you use your computer, do you double-click your mouse?
She's there. Yeah. You know, we're starting to bottom feed now.
Thank you for the
there, psychedelic. We're dredging up some. You know, you stir that river with water and bingo.
And yet I'm not afraid.
No.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I have a question for Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Yes, do you make your own bubbles?
They're all coming in now.
Okay, now
they're all coming in now.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Now it's time to let the water out.
Down the drain. There you go.
Okay.
Well, this has been nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's been fun.
Beth Ann is a great producer, and this is where she really shines.
Yes, absolutely.
Beth Ann, you really...
This is where I shine?
No, you're fantastic.
Oh,
God. All that scrubbing.
And listen, you're fantastic with the behind-the-scenes stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we got to get to know you. It's been a year, for God's sake. Hard to think it's been a year.
It'll be a year on Tuesday.
And,
wow.
And it's only been in the last week that we've seen you in a dress or even discussed what you do in the bathtub.
And now we have the thank you for bringing in the tape.
You're welcome.
Of you in the tub. That's right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Oh, there are some power tools involved in that procedure.
Thank you!
Just amazing.
You want to look your best.
Wow. Okay, what about Robin Amba? Robin Amba.
Come to the dentist.
Hi, Colin.
Hey, buddy.
So my first reaction with Colin is, Colin and I probably wouldn't be going to the same bar, if you know what I mean.
Oh, what, because the guy's a fag?
Oh, he's their mixologist. He's a real tough guy, that Boston Rob.
He wouldn't be going to the same bar, if you know what I mean.
He's all Red Sox fans, a bad name.
I like Colin. Like, I don't like him. Like, you know what I'm saying, but I like him.
God.
There I am, reality kid.
You know what? At the risk of having to get out the hammer sound effect again, because this guy's such a tool. But don't play the MC Hammer.
Okay, I'll turn it off, but you mean like this one?
Yeah, that one. That one right there to play while he's talking.
Could I plan the most extraordinary, spectacular weddings around the world?
You any good?
I'm as good as a guest.
All right.
And yours will be the best.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
Oh. Yeah.
Hold on. Where's him just talking? Not him talking to somebody else. Just him being a tool.
Baby, I know it's easy for you. You've been doing it since you're little.
I know, but we're trying to explain it to you.
I understand it completely. It's not that I don't grasp it or understand it. I completely get it. It's just that I have trouble, like, doing one thing and the other. Singing and dancing, like, two things I don't get. I don't have rhythm, you know? That's the only thing. I just don't. I try.
You know what? That wasn't working. Give me another cut here with this guy, with Rob, Boston Rob.
Singing and dancing, yeah.
And I'm here with my future brother-in-laws, and we're going to go for a quad ride, because that's what we do over here in Pittsburgh, PA. The wedding shower is for the woman, so I will make an appearance later in the day. I may be a few minutes late.
Tool.
Fashionably late, I guess they call it.
How did they get in the tub? How the hell did they get in the tub?
I got bored with the Robin Amber thing.
Meanwhile, back to Beth Ann's bathtub. fudge.
Go home one night. Why won't you listen? Bum. Okay, one more. Rob Shops. Here he is. Boston Rob Shops.
We need this big table here. This is nice. We can sit down and watch the game or maybe a romantic comedy. 2 years, 2 couches, one of these tables. One of the box tables.
Are you retarded?
Yes, he is.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Yes.
Retarded?
Yes, he is.
Big one or two of those. One of these, two of these. Let me get one of these, too. I don't know what it is, but it definitely looks like something that somebody knew who was decorating would get. You know what I like to do?
What?
From here?
Tool.
All the way down, wrap it up. The rug and everything.
Shut up!
Nice. Amber candles. I take 3 dozen of those.
Yeah.
I like to get...
Shut up!
Oh.
Aren't they getting everything for free?
Yeah,
probably. They're getting everything for free.
That's great.
Bethany, thank you for putting in the time tape. I can't stand to hear that. The guy is.
Hello, you're welcome, everybody.
The reason
same
we didn't
monotone
watch.
There, reality
the
person.
Backwards hat on.
Nobody until the reality show.
He don't go to the same bars. I do. Park the car.
Oh, God. And then you see where he lives. They showed, I watched a little bit of it, and they show where he goes to his parents' house. And, you know, he's Mr. Downtown Boston tough guy.
Amber.
Well, the house I saw was almost like a mansion out in the suburbs. So, here's where I live, the tough guy there.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Don, Mike? How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, is it just me or is Amber not just a box, she's a toolbox?
Okay, I get jokes.
We'll think about that and get back to you.
She's a toolbox.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on, that was good.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
No, it wasn't good there.
Go back
is
to the bar.
I just thought of it off the top of my head.
I know you just thought of it on the top of your head.
Go back to
now
the
bar. Now I'm going to have to put you in the tub and hold your head under there,
there you
and
go.
Drown you.
How do you like that water?
And get Beth Ann to shave her legs over your mouth.
Take a couple of swallows of that water, huh?
There you go. How you like that hair water going down your throat?
Drink that hair water. How does it taste, that hair water working for you?
That Miss Mine.
It was good.
Hair water.
I bet you can't stand it after a while, drinking all that hair water.
Come on, toolbox, get it.
God, there's a lot of hair in this water. Of course. It's better than Brian's hair water.
All right, put the bubbles in after we get rid of all this hair water.
Helen McBride's hair water.
Ask for it by name at finer stores everywhere.
Thank you for that. Why am I saying thank you? Get out of here. Goodbye, caller. We got a break. We're not set up for a break, so we'll do this. There's always someone on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
No, negative. We're the funny guys on the show.
Hey,
thank you, though.
Come on now, behave yourself. We'll give you some hair water.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just curious. If Beth Ann had to choose between landing in a field or a landing strip, which one would it be?
I got to think she'd like to land in a field.
Yeah. Or a grassy knoll.
A grassy knoll.
I mean, when he said field,
yes,
I'm assuming he means...
Sure, I know exactly what he means.
Right.
A field of daisies.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
You mean
all
like
right.
I'm with you on that.
Like in Triangle, Virginia?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Lovely part of the state.
And I wonder if she's been to Vegas.
Hello?
That's if she's been to the Strip.
I didn't understand. I was just asking Joe what it meant.
Now, do you understand? Did he explain it?
No.
Oh. Joe didn't explain it to you?
He won't tell me things like that.
We'll get back to you.
And he makes me ask you.
Have him draw you a picture.
All right, hold on. Come here. Come in here. I'll draw you a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, good. All right.
Hello?
He's drawing a picture right there.
Okay, now. You know, this is... Okay.
Okay.
So this would be... That's landing strip.
Okay.
And that's the triangle.
Okay.
No, with
your field.
What? Are you a combination or what? And then there's also what I like to call...
You're not obligated to answer.
There's also there's also what I call the JonBenet look, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, good for you. So, Triangle?
It depends on how I'm feeling.
The mystery remains.
Another great answer.
But what about my artistic skills, huh?
I got it immediately.
You got a real talent there, Donnie. Yeah. That's an incredible talent. You know, you ought to think about a career in art.
I'm thirsty. Some hair water.
How about some hair water?
Give me some hair water.
Pour that hair water on me. Pour some hair water on me.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Alice.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Okay.
About that. Hey, just wanted to give you a quick update. In Rochester today, it's about 65 degrees and sunny. Perfect.
Wow.
And also want to let you know that you guys can fly Independence Air from Dulles up here.
You guys in Rochester really want us to come up there and do a show up there.
Yeah. Only if you got a pretty good big supply of hair water.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't count on us showing up there.
Hey, if the weather doesn't break in the next couple of days, we may be there.
Yeah. Yep.
We may be there. Well, lucky for you, it's about to rain again for 7 months. So.
7 months.
The only thing that's getting me through this disappointment is my case of
hair water.
Hair water.
Hair water.
That's right, in the gold bottle.
I want the case, all 48 bottles.
Come on now, where's my hair water?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's been years since we played this tape.
This is something, though.
If you've not heard it, you should know. We did not add a sound effect.
No.
This is Baltimore Orioles Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson.
At the time doing color commentary for the telecast.
The Orioles. Right, here we go.
This.
Wrong one, sorry.
This absolutely is. I mean, I've never seen anything like it outside of a World Series.
I haven't either, and we're in an enemy ballpark, and they're standing cheering Schmidt, the pitcher. Ball, this should be it. Stanisek, make sure he's got it. And ladies and gentlemen, at 21, the streak is history. Orioles 9, White Sox nothing.
Big boy.
Now they're still on the air. They don't know it, though.
Okay. On your cue for this.
Just pause for a second
okay.
And then say,
God,
we'll
be back. Okay.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was sweet.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike, they're great.
Thank you, Tony, Dead Tony. We'll have, that guy's only famous now.
Yeah, because he was Tony the Tiger, right?
He was Tony the Tiger, and, Buzz was in the office. We were having our little get-together, a little rub-down before the show today.
Talking about Ernest T. Bass.
Because my kid called.
Howard Morris, right?
Yeah, here's what my kid calls me with important stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Dad, did you know Tony the Tiger's dead?
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz is sitting in the room. I said, yeah, yes, I do. I do know. Mm-hmm. Dad, did you know the second Fred Flintstone is dead?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I do. Then he mentioned, what's Ernest T. Bass's name?
Howard Morris.
He said Howard Morris. And I said, right, Ernest T. Bass. He said, who? And I said, you know, Andy and Mayberry. He said, oh, no, Dad, he's Adam Ant.
Adam Ant.
Right.
And yeah, he did a lot of cartoon characters.
Yeah.
And some directing. I was surprised to learn he directed the pilot episode of Get Smart.
Really?
Yeah. And he was in Mel Brooks movies, too.
Yes, he was.
High Anxiety.
Right, High Anxiety.
Run the mouth.
So I said to my
High
kid,
Anxiety, you win.
I said to him, that's really great. Get a job!
Still looking for the summer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking.
Uh-huh. He's out now, though, right? He's out of school.
He's got the summer down there, and the deal is that he had to move off campus.
Right.
So he's got the place. We're paying part of the rent. He's paying part of the rent, but he's going to have a hard time paying part of the rent with no J-O-B.
So he's still looking.
Well, he's looking, Mike.
Any leads?
Well, of course there are, but here are the discussions we've had with him. Like, have you gone to Applebee's? Like, I'd have to, wash dishes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Have you gone to, dare I say it? McDonald's.
Right.
Come on.
That's what college students do.
What he wants is, he's got his job search.
What's he want to do?
He wants to either work in a sporting goods store.
Okay.
Or work in a movie theater.
Really? Do cartoon voices.
And beyond that, everything else seems to be a drag to him.
he's right. He wants to work in a movie theater?
Because he thinks it would be easy work.
Oh, God, he's so wrong, though. Well, I mean, the movie theater people, they have that look of theme park attendance after a while.
Yeah, he's looking for a job, and O.J.'s looking for the killer.
Absolutely. And O.J.'s going to find the killer first. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
So that was my kid. He talked about the dead people.
Right.
We've got a guy coming up. Oh, hold on a second. Everybody's calling now about... What is this about? Ernest T. Bass? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
That dude, Howard...
Morris.
Yeah, he played Jerry Lewis's dad in The Nutty Professor also.
He did that?
I think you had that, didn't you, yeah. Ed?
Yeah. And lots of other cartoon characters as well as Adam Ant.
Right on. But I think most famous for Adam Ant, wasn't he? Up in Adam Ant?
Adam Ant. Now, was Adam Ant... it was not Ant and the Aardvark.
Adam Ant was Hanna-Barbera.
Right. Superhero. Right.
Yeah,
right.
He had a white helmet and an orange shirt, and he went on to sing the song Strip.
Different Adam Ant, Rob.
How's that?
Different Adam Ant.
Yes, I was going to say that one. That's the only one I remember from Adam Ant.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Bob.
Yes, hi.
Hey, listen, when I was in high school, I took Brooks Robinson's daughter to the prom.
Hey.
And we... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and we...
How many guys asked you if you got... What did he play? Third base. How many guys did ask you if you got the third base?
Bada bing.
She actually was a very nice girl, but, you know, we got to their house to pick her up in a Winnebago with, like, three other couples. Brooks comes to the door of the Winnebago in a dirty T-shirt and his boxer shorts, comes inside the bago and has a couple beers with us while we're waiting for her to get ready.
Well, that must have been a thrill.
That's cool.
Were you huge.
Were you able to oil her glove?
No, but actually, I passed out on the couch in his house, and I woke up the next morning staring at all 16 of his golden gloves.
That's cool. That is a great story.
Good call.
Later.
Thank you, my friend. See you later. What was that?
I just want to know if she corked his bat.
We were doing
the metaphors, and I didn't want that one to get away.
I love it when you show your
time was of
sports.
The essence.
Sports shorts with Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
The guy that we've got lined up here is a guy named Ryan Swanberg from Burnsville, Minnesota. Now, you got to listen to this guy's...
amazing.
This guy's story. He hates telemarketers.
Who doesn't?
But he's just as bad as telemarketers.
Right.
He makes over $100,000 a year. Here's the scam. He has 8-10 phone lines, something like that. He enters every contest possible with all of his phone numbers. He waits for people to call him. Then he says, put me on the do not call list. He tape records the call. Then he files the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And he waits for that company to eventually call him back.
He labels the tape recordings that he has of us saying, don't call me. Wow. Then he labels them, files them, and waits for them to call again.
And then when they call again, he files lawsuits. Because he's already requested to be on the do-not-call list.
Can be profitable.
And the guy's turned it into that's his income.
So it's almost every time
that's
the company...
That's his job now.
They say the company settles with him out of court, usually for at least $10,000.
Cool. So let's talk to this guy. He's got some book coming out, right? An e-book?
Yeah, you downloaded it as well.
I know that. That's just...
That's why you're doing it.
Pathetic.
That's not him.
The e-book.
I bet he's making money on it.
I bet so. So you know he's going to be on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure? Hey, might want to make sure.
Yeah, we're going
to buy something.
I'm not selling anything.
Okay, let's talk to Ryan.
This is Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, see there. Hi, Ryan. It's Don and Mike. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank you.
So you live outside Minneapolis, St. Paul, right?
Yes, I do.
And we were fascinated by your story. You don't do anything. You're a dropout, right?
Well, yes, I am a dropout, but in the context of doing nothing, I actually do a lot of stuff, but insofar as contributing to society, going to work.
Right. You do nothing.
Any of that, no.
You do nothing. Okay.
Good for you. And so is your income generated almost completely by suing these telemarketers?
Yes, it's generated off the lawsuit settlements as well as the judgments I ascertain in court.
Now, hasn't there ever been a lawyer that you've come up against who has said, dude, I went back through the records, and I've noticed that this is like your 10th lawsuit this month. Mm-hmm. And nobody's ever said to you...
That's happened, but the fact of the matter is, and I wanted to identify to the audience, that what I do is completely legal. I, as a consumer, can test companies on whether or not they're going to comply with my rights,
right,
which if a telemarketer calls me, they must comply with certain provisions of the TCPA, Telephone Consumer
Protection. Yeah, and I mean, the bottom line is you go on record and you file the tape recordings of saying, do not call me again, and then they call you again. So it's on them, isn't it?
What's all on them?
What's the big... Can you tell us the names of any of these companies? Would we recognize any of the companies that you've fleeced?
Well, I cannot name them specifically based upon our confidentiality agreement. However,
because every settlement you have has a confidentiality agreement.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a huge leverage insofar as the settlement amount, because of the fact that if there isn't confidentiality, they're going to say, well, we don't feel like settling. So if you include that, they'll want to settle for a good dollar amount.
Okay.
However, I can tell you that I've dealt with major corporations. They're high-profile attorneys and executives, all the way to small mom-and-pop shops.
Do you do your own legal work, or do you have guys that do it for you?
I do it all myself.
Wow.
How many phone lines do you have right now in your house, Ryan?
Currently, I have 8 telephone lines.
And how many contests are you currently entered in? Do you have any idea?
Well, actually, I'm not currently, you know, on a daily routine entering contests. These are contests, you know, let's say from 6 months ago, in which I entered both online as well as in the mall or any type of mailings, and that information gets farmed or filtered, if you will, out to the various telemarketing firms, et cetera, who say, yeah, he signed up for a vacation package. Maybe he's interested in ours in Florida, whatever the case is.
And they don't have the kind of software yet where they could flag you,
do they?
I
was going to say, how come they just don't put this guy's name in and right, say, you know, whoa, don't call this guy?
Well, believe me, it's not that simple. But the fact of the matter is, I, for one, can hide behind my telephone lines, et cetera. However, I want to make public my occupation and tell people how they, too, can fight back, even if they don't want to file a lawsuit.
I would be curious, have you ever gone to the well twice on the same company?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. So they go through the legal process, they settle out of court,
and then it
happens all over again.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I've actually outlasted the attorneys who represented me, which is great for me because the new attorney
has
no clue of what I've done in the past for the company, and he's not up to speed with it, so I'm able to go into that lawsuit fresh, and then they don't have any defense to it.
Do you have a specific number that you file the lawsuit for every time this happens?
Oh, well, no, it all depends on the violations incurred during the phone call.
tell me how this goes, though, that you see, you're sitting around waiting for calls, like you're waiting, like I guess you do most times. You see the caller ID. You know that it's telemarketer. You pick it up. You don't know who it is. They say, hey, we're from, you know, O'Mara's.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, you know, hey, hold on. This is a second call.
Exactly.
Do you get a rush? Do the hairs on the back of your neck stand up? Do you start seeing dollar signs? I mean, fast? Do you let them give you any spiel at all? Or do you just say, hey, listen, ass, I'm on your list. Call my attorney.
No, actually, it details that all in my book, and you can find that at lawsuitchaser.com. But explaining this in short, a telemarketing company must properly identify themselves. They must actually provide a do not call policy, which is a written set of laws that they have to govern themselves in order to make the do not call request. So it's more or less just a set of policies and procedures that every consumer can request. And if the company fails to provide it, it's a violation of the law.
What is usually the turnaround time from, say, entering a contest to the time where you can get $10,000 out of a...
It all depends, but for the most part, if it's something local, or what happens is they look at the demographic and find out, okay, he entered a vacation. We're going to sell 10 different vacation lists to... it's a long, tedious process. However,
okay,
it could take days up to months to get the information, you know, filtered out. Now, mind you, I don't even have to supply my information. They're just going to call the number regardless, because what they have is called a predictive dialer. It automatically just generates and dials numbers randomly. Whether or not you're on the do not call list or not, it'll keep on doing that.
Well,
the company has to actually put the correct software in there.
And a lot of them do it with the recordings, right?
Exactly, and that's an automatic violation.
Now, listen, hold on. Yeah, that was going to be my question to you, that if you pick up the phone and it's, you know, hi, this is Hillary Clinton, I'm running for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you call then if it's a tape?
Well, if it's Hillary Clinton or any other government...
I use that as an example because that's one that I received a couple of months ago.
Nonprofits are exempt as well as...
All right, let's just say it's Exxon calling. You know, hi, it's Tony the Tiger or whatever, you know, for Exxon. And you know it's a tape right away. How do you nail them on that?
Well, that's a violation of 47 U.S.C. 227B1B. In the late term, of course, violation of the pre-recorded message statutes, which identifies that a company may not send out any illegal pre-recorded messages.
Hold on. I've got to tell you something.
Yeah.
There's a new thing that's happening in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, our company, I don't think, has done it yet, but I know Z100 has done it in New York, and I know that they're doing it at Q107, where they have automated phone calls from disc jockeys. You pick up the phone and it goes, hey, this is Elvis Bojo from Z100.
Right.
Tomorrow morning we're going to be... Now, could you nail a radio station just like you could nail anybody else?
Yeah, you have to define the phone call as a solicitation. So, in fact, if they are saying, yes, this is whoever it is from this station, they are, in fact, soliciting their service, which is obviously a radio, et cetera. So,
you know what? I'm going to have to call Q107 because I swear to God I got one of those calls at home with the thing going, hi, this is Jack Diamond. Have you heard the new music? And I just laughed about it and hung up.
Ryan, how often do you have to change your phone numbers?
Actually, I don't change them. I keep them. And, I mean, I could change them if I wanted to, but...
No, but like you said, Mike, the software...
They don't flag the guys. I would think they flag the name, but not the phone number. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say that they don't do that, but the fact of the matter is there's thousands, if not, you know, tens of thousands of telemarketing companies. The ones I deal with aren't able to communicate to all of them and say, okay, put him on your do not call database list immediately so you don't call him, so you don't come into this situation.
Cool.
They can't communicate with each other that effectively, so I'm not worried about that. But furthermore, I've actually decided once again to make public my occupation to now help the consumer fight back, to learn how to fight back and the laws that protect them, as well as to teach the industries that they have to comply with the law.
I think anybody that sat down to dinner at 6 o'clock and gets one of those calls, and you know, and they're difficult because a lot of the times they say out of area. So you pick it up just for
whim, snacks,
and,
right.
And you realize it's somebody doing this. There's nothing more maddening.
All right, beautiful. Listen, Ryan, your website is lawsuitchaser.com. We'll have a link on our website. How much left?
If you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
How much did you make last year, if you don't mind?
Yeah, last year about $100,000.
That's $100,000.
Yep.
All right, cool. Thank you, my friend.
That's great. Good luck to
Thanks
you.
For your time. Take care, guys.
See you later.
Hey, Ryan, is this year stacking up financially?
I'm sorry?
Are you keeping up this year how you did last year?
Actually, it kind of dwindled down a little bit since I actually came out of the closet, so to speak.
Right.
And so I guess in one sense, yeah, you could say it's dwindled down somewhat, but... My main focus is actually to branch out into consulting for the industry and consumers.
But even though you've written a book now, they still don't have all the software to keep you off the list.
Oh no. I filed two cases today. I had CBS Evening News come over today, and they're going to be doing a story on me in June, and they documented the cases, et cetera, and the conduct committed by the telemarketers. And I went to the courthouse today and filed two lawsuits. So.
The reason that CBS News is having you on, is that part of a settlement?
There you go.
They're doing right. Their own free will.
Okay.
All right, Ryan. We'll see you later, dude.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's neat. That is neat. You know, but when it goes national, of course, they're probably. But it sounds to me like maybe they're not. They're cheap, so they're not going to make the effort. Right?
What a great way to make money by doing nothing. You just enter contests, wait for them to call, say, "Don't call me back,"
right,
and then wait for them to call you back.
And technically, he is doing something. I mean, you know, he's doing all the legal work.
Full time job.
I'm sure it's a full time job. That's hysterical.
$100,000. Okay, that's Ryan Swanberg, everybody.
Way to go, Ryan.
Ryan Swanberg. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quick plug, hola. I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops. Comics' constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Shameful Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
Right, right. You know, I did not receive a response from Shotgun Mark Rivers, the disc jockey in Wichita. I think he's in Wichita. I worked with him a long time ago. The guy who could back me up on the story about having sex with a midget.
Yes.
In Rockford, Illinois. But at DonnaMikeWebsite.com, I did get a note from the disco dentist.
Okay.
Chuck Crane. I've mentioned his name before. He's a guy I worked with in Indianapolis.
Right.
And he reminded me of something that we did, and if I've told this story before, stop me.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with sex or groupies,
mm-hmm.
but it's maybe the greatest thing that we ever did. He wrote this note. I've not talked to the guy in like 10 years. And he writes, oh, I found about the show on the website, listens to the clips, real good. Saw something about, in the recap, wanted Shotgun Mark to call in. And he writes, do you remember the time we went to Wife? Now, when I worked in Indianapolis, this is 1979. I worked at a station, WNDE. There were two top 40 stations,
mm-hmm.
Windy and Wife.
Uh-huh.
There was WNDE and WIFE.
Right.
Windy was the better rated of the two, but they both really stunk. There was an FM station that was killing us. So one night, Kiss is in town, and the guy from the record company takes me and the disco dentist, who was another one of the DJs. We're going to go downtown to Indianapolis to see Kiss. WNDE was located in the suburbs. WIFE, the competing station, was right downtown Indianapolis. As a matter of fact, they made a big deal about, this is 13 Wife broadcasting from the window of the world,
mm-hmm.
because their studios were literally like in a department store window downtown.
Okay.
So we're on our way to the concert, and we go past Wife, the other station. We stop the car, and now it's the record guy, the guy for the record company, the disco dentist, and me. And he says, what do you guys, why are we stopping the car? So we want to see what the station's like, because mm-hmm. we work at the competing radio.
Right, it's your competition. Right.
So the record guy says, I can't be a part of this. He waits out in the car. So the disco dentist and I go up. This is like 7 o'clock in the evening. So the only person in the station is the night jock, mm-hmm. the guy who you can see in the
right.
window.
Right.
So the disco dentist and I are standing out at the window, and we do that thing where he gets done with a break, and he looks outside, and we... we come in. So he comes over to the front door. This is how radio used to be. And goes, mm-hmm. you know, hey, can I help you? And we go, man, we're really interested in radio, and it's so cool the way you got things set up here. Have I ever told you this?
No, never.
The guy says, really? Do you really like it? We said, man, your show's the greatest. You know, the guy doesn't know that we work at across town.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we ended up getting invited in.
Right.
Say, can we watch you do the show from inside? The guy says, sure. Now, the next thing you know, we're standing inside the studio. Now, the guy from the record company is outside in the car, and he can see that we're standing in the studio.
So does he have you tuned in?
No. Now, we don't do anything. There was nothing on the air that was
okay,
on.
All right.
Here's what's going on, though. They've got, like, the format clocks on the wall.
Right, right.
And everything. And as the disco dentist would be talking to him, I would go to the other side of the room, and it would be, like, Wife Hot Format 1.
Uh-huh.
I'd rip it off the wall and put it in my pocket.
Right.
And we had great fun, like, asking the guy all kinds of dumb questions, like, gosh, how do you answer a phone call on the radio? And he's like, watch, I'll show you. You record it, and it
right.
goes through your headphones while you're playing the
and
record.
And he has no clue.
Now, here's the thing. We couldn't be happy enough with this.
Right.
And this is why I mentioned this. I'm glad that Chuck wrote me to relate this story.
Why, was he really a dentist? Is that why they called him the disco dentist?
Yeah, he was going to dental school.
Okay, all right.
Chuck Crane, the disco dentist.
Very good.
He was my best buddy there. So we leave the studio, and it's not enough of a goof that we've gotten into Wife. And keep in mind, this is, of course, before cell phones, before you could call anybody,
yeah,
you know,
right.
to say, hey, guess where I am, guess what we did.
Right.
So we leave the studio, and the guy says, and the guy was actually very cool. The guy said, all right, thanks for coming in, you can let yourselves out. So we leave the studio, and now we're in the outside reception area.
Yeah.
And I will take the blame on this. I was the instigator.
Right.
I was the first one that went over to the gold record on the wall
mm-hmm.
and took it off and threw it on the floor.
Oh.
Then he went over to where there was like some MS, March of Dimes, congratulations, WIFE thing on the wall.
Naked vandalism.
He threw it on the
floor. You hooligans.
He threw it on the floor.
You hooligans.
Meanwhile, you know, you might be wondering, how come the disc jockey's not hearing this? Because he's in the soundproof studio, which is two whole rooms away. He's, as far as he knows, we're these two nice guys that he just let in. We want, we even like, he gave us like his the hotline number to call him sometime. Before schmuck. I mean, we were out of our minds with vandalism with this place. And when we finally, and I remember, I'm so glad I got the email because what happened was, we were just going crazy. We were in a lobby about the size of this studio, Mike, and it had the bad fake paneling,
right?
Like what's her name? Like Carrie Underwood's house.
Okay.
Okay. And it had all these plaques and gold records. We broke everything.
Mm-hmm.
We broke everything they had on the wall. We turned over chairs, and at one point we hear this. We hear, and it's the record guy, and he's like, "What the f are you guys doing?" Wait. Get out of here! What, are you stupid? Get out of here! And, you know, we go, oh, Jesus Christ, look at this mess. So, we go to the concert. Now, we're at the concert, and everything's cool. And there are people from all these stations there.
Oh. Right.
Now, again, it's before cell phones.
Yep.
So, we're sitting at the concert, and it's afterwards, and we're waiting to meet Kiss. And, of course, the program director for the station is there. The record guy is there, and he's like the emissary between everybody.
Right.
And this guy, all of a sudden, someone comes over and says, there's an emergency call. You got to get the call. And the guy comes back, and he says, and then we're both sitting there, like we're friends, right, with this guy with the other radios. And he says, Jesus Christ, you're not going to believe, I don't know what the hell happened tonight. You know, my Nike jock, you know, Mick Bozo, whatever his name is, a couple of guys in, and they just tore the place apart. I mean, the cops are coming to look to see what went on. You know,
and meanwhile, you're looking at your other guy like,
we are so dead. Because, I mean, we did stuff like, if this would be the gold record, okay, it wouldn't be enough to smash it against the wall. What we would have to do, we'd stand there, we'd go like this, we'd go, and
right.
I mean, up and down, and
grind it
smash it. And the moral of the story is, go ahead and do it because you'll never get caught.
Oh, God, there's, what a lovely life lesson.
And then talk about it after the statute of limitations has run out.
I would have talked about it earlier if I would have remembered it.
Right.
But it was the one secret. I remember when he and I left that night, left that concert.
Never, ever share this secret.
There are a lot of things that you bond with guys about, people about, but it was like, listen, you know, man, no matter what, I mean, we are finished in the business because I guess we probably did a couple $100 worth of damage.
Right,
I mean, it was real freaking juvenile.
Plastic spray painted records, you know, that's it.
And all of their.
Did he ever, like, follow you out as you were leaving? Or did
what he said was,
a clean escape?
No, what he said was, you guys know the way out. Go ahead. See you later. And you had to go through the double doors,
right,
or the soundproof doors,
right,
and then you would just walk through the lobby, and he just trusted us.
Right.
Wow.
And we trashed the place. And then that night, the program director...
Was there ever any inkling of it? Did it ever get back to you at all?
No, my God. No.
Good times.
As a matter of fact, I think... I'm not really sure. I think we may have told our program director.
Right.
We may have told him, and I think he may have said something like, "I don't want to even know this."
Right.
But,
right.
But he loved it. It was one of those.
Well, it was warfare in those days.
Yeah.
It still is to a certain extent.
I just got to know: was he really a dentist?
Yeah.
Was he really?
I thought he was going to dental school.
And
he became a dentist, and
now he is a successful dentist.
Right.
I think like in Sarasota. Is Sarasota?
And
in
he is the kind of dentist who will go to other dentist's office and smash the dentures.
that's what he will do.
But he's not just a disco dentist now.
No.
Now, any format.
Isn't he more like the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors? Does this hurt you?
Steve Martin with dark hair.
Right.
Wow. 13 wife WIF window of the world, and the guys in there like putting on a show for us, like we're two mooks. That's like,
right.
And we were like, how do you know how to talk? And, gosh,
I'm sure they had a new policy after that happened.
How do you know what record to play? Gosh.
No cameras either.
No, kidding. 1979. You know, great. I just remember the guy from the record company. And the guy from the record company had been so uptight because...
Of course. You were even going in there.
Well, he thought that it may have been brought on by... some partying that he had.
I see. No, he felt responsible.
Not at all. We would have done that if we had done that stuff or not.
But you have grown up because I can sense that you're filled with remorse now.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Thank God that could never happen again.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, listen, I'm not proud of the story.
Yes,
I guess
you are.
I am proud of it. I am proud of it. Because back in the day when one radio station, I mean, it was like, you know, the good guys, my ass, they're the good guys.
Right.
The good guys.
It was warfare.
Screw them.
And he should have kept his guard up.
That's right.
Yes, Don, it was his fault. It was the disc jockey's fault
right.
that was on the air.
Right.
I should have kept that door locked tight. You'd never let two strangers in there.
I blame the record
guy. To trash your radio station. That would be it.
I was always very careful about the strangers I let in. Yes. Very careful. Anyway, how you doing? If you're listening out there, anybody out there listening, Disco Dentist.
Disco Dentist.
Thank you for the email.
Now he's is he still drilling teeth?
Yeah, I guess so. He is a successful dentist.
Mm-hmm. Good.
As a matter of fact.
He takes both teeth and then he smashes them.
I bet.
With a hammer.
That this would be... You didn't even notice it.
What?
Never mind.
Wow.
What?
Oh, he said it.
I'll go.
Oh, yeah. Man, he didn't
see, you were paying attention. I never pay attention
to
that.
Hey, no, it doesn't count. You didn't catch it.
The detection system didn't
work. No, I don't... No, deprive him once.
It can't work.
No.
It won't work.
You got to notice it, Rob.
I did notice it.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I turned around and I said, did you hear that? And you were, what are you enjoying for lunch? Or what are you?
Sound travels slowly.
What were you contemplating? You're sitting back there like the goddamn thinker, like that statue.
You did a lot of vandalism at school, didn't you, Rob?
Me? Yeah. Vandalized the bathroom.
He did the bad kind, Mike. Hate crime kind. That's right.
You know.
Yes. But a lot of those investigations are still open, Rob.
Yeah, they're pending.
They're pending.
There you go.
No conviction.
That's for you.
Click, click, click.
It's so quick now. I appreciate that.
We all benefit.
You know, maybe we could follow that up. Gosh, I wish I had this guy's number. You know that that program director, Bill Garcia, the one that you hated, Buzz?
Yeah, I remember him well.
We were going to call him at one point on the show.
He's
another guy that sent a letter. Oh, crap, I lost his phone number. Because he was my program director at that station.
I think he hates me more than I hate him.
Oh, really?
It's close, but
what
I think
you
might
think
have
he hates you.
As you know me so well, he believes I'm a loose cannon.
Ah.
Well, you are.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
Look up loose cannon in the dictionary. They got Buzz's picture there.
That's right. I ain't got his phone number.
Oh, that's so
sorry
bad.
About that. You know, well, it's in a stack of something at
we
home.
Need this encounter.
What was this?
For
this is another radio guy. Here's another thing I got from a radio guy. Oh, dear Don, my name is James, and I ask for a few minutes of your time. Apparently, this guy gave us an air check of himself. An air check is a tape a disc jockey sent
right,
to get a job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we played it on the air, and it was awful, and we made fun of it, but it's okay. Let's see. Being aware of your tendency towards guidance and support of broadcasters, I have sent you a letter along with my brand new tape.
So he knows the joke.
In the hopes of getting some feedback from you. No, I think this... Now, see, I think the guy... I think he knows we're going to goof on it, but it's like he's seriously looking for something.
Okay. Sure.
He writes, a year ago I took the job as the morning man at WKWI-FM in Kilmarnock.
I've never heard of it.
If you don't know where it is, you're not alone. It's the end of the world. I moved down here from D.C. to learn radio, pay my dues, and get back home.
Wow.
I have no expectations as a result of this correspondence. At best, I hope down on the road, somewhere in my career, your words will come in handy. All right, well, let's hear it. Apparently, we trashed him the first time we played his tape. I don't really remember it, but here he is now, the new and improved James Slater.
Voice of the Bay, 101.7, the new Bay FM, 930, 49 rainy degrees right now. Josh Slater here on your new Bay FM morning show, and the weather matters a lot to boaters. That's why you'll hear marine weather forecasts every morning on 101.7.
Wow.
Your weather voice of the Bay is 101.7, the new Bay FM.
We have certainly
Jefferson
heard worse.
Starship yes. on 101.7, the New Bay FM, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. 47 degrees right now. It's like sunny and cooler today. Oh. Highs around 64 degrees.
No, you know what? He sucks. But we're going to help him out today.
Mm-hmm. We're good. That's nice.
You get the Shannon tapes back out.
Yeah.
Give the guy a call.
And play an example of what he should be striving for.
And learn from
as
that.
As opposed to what he's doing there.
Especially if you're going to have a caller call your show, mention who's on the line.
Okay, let me see if we can get 703.
Hello.
This is Scott Shannon.
See you at Del Taco.
Hey, Rob, would you pick up line 6, please?
Yeah. Who is
Jimmy? See if Jimmy Slater's ready.
Hello?
And play the example that everybody should follow. Is this our waiting on the line?
Uh-huh. We're still waiting for Rob to at least get what? At least his voice. How long is his message?
Going.
Is he still talking?
Wow. He likes to talk.
And
it's about to be.
Okay. Put him on hold. Okay. Put him on hold. We'll leave
hold
him
on
message.
For a message.
Here
please.
We go. Okay. Hello, what's the guy's name?
James. We're recording.
Jimmy. Don and Mike here.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Listen to this.
Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Yes, this.
That's today's lesson.
Yes. Listen carefully. Play this message back again and again and again. And
listen to the way that this disc jockey says line.
Absolutely.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
Do you need to hear that one more time?
One more time. I think he does. Listen, Jimmy.
Pirate Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
L.A.
That's how it's done.
Now, if you're really a pro, not only do you do line, but
right.
When you say the guy's name, you got to do the same way.
Eric.
Who's on the line?
It's really opera.
Let's hear it one more time. Thank Mike. Great analogy.
Yes, it's like opera. You're an opera singer.
Go Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
So you got today's lesson?
Eric.
B-flat. After hearing it 5 times, I finally figured out. He's saying Lyrical Pursuit Department.
Is that what it is?
I think that's his game.
Wow. Let's hear that again. Hold on a second.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Right. Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
You're right. Lyrical
Pursuit Department. Perhaps it's a variation on Trivial Pursuit.
Right. James Slater, we were just talking about radio. I was reminded when I trashed the lobby of a station, and I remember I have your tape. So call us for some constructive criticism.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Line.
Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Hey. Shannon in the morning.
Shannon.
El Diablo. Bye-bye. Jerk faces out.
There we go. Who's on the line?
Or you could do it like Dick Enberg.
Mm-hmm.
I've maintained this about Dick Enberg mm-hmm. since I started watching sports.
Drives you crazy.
He is a great broadcaster. He truly is. But when he does football, if you notice this, it'll drive you crazy. Jets with the ball moving on the 3-yard. Loin.
L-O-I-N,
loin. As in loins.
Like from the fruit of my loin.
Right. Great pass down to the 7-yard. Loin.
It's the Enberg trademark.
They've got to get over the 1-yard loin.
There we go.
And do you think I'm retarded, speaking of football, for pre-ordering my Madden 2006 already?
No, it's what you love. It's
even
the thing, it's your passion.
It's not going to be out until August, and there's no guarantee that I'm going to get it in the mail any right. faster than if I had just gone to Best Buy and waited in August.
If you can't buy a Harley like me, you know, go ahead and
buy an Xbox.
Absolutely.
Thanks for emasculating me. Thanks.
Maybe you can buy a motorcycle
Thanks
game.
Thanks very much. A motorcycle game.
Maybe you can do that while I'm out on the open road on my hog.
Yeah, motorbike Mike.
Motorbike.
I could buy a
motorbike. Suddenly, you've put me on the streets of Rome.
Well, you're right.
My scooter. You've made it a scooter.
That's okay. You've emasculated me. You live to
I'm
do
sorry.
That.
I did not mean
That's
to do
okay.
that.
That's okay. Because you're right. You got one. I don't. I can't buy one because I've still got all my money.
There you go. Thank you. Yes. Every time you drive by the bank, you say, yes, mine's still in there. Yes, sirree. And you're right, I did finance the motorcycle. Thank you. I did. I did. Almost every penny of it. Yeah.
Hello.
You feel better now?
You bet.
Kicked your old buddy down. You took my gold records off the wall and smashed them and jumped on them.
Hey, you smashed mine. You had to point out that all you got is stupid video games. You got a great motorcycle.
Yeah, that's true. I've got that.
Because my wife won't let me buy a motorcycle.
I've got 750 pounds of horsepower between my legs. There we go.
I have 480 megabytes between my legs. Hello?
And soon to be joining me is Buzz. Yeah, sounds like he's motivated.
Buzz's going
to
buy a scooter, right?
Yeah.
Hello? You're not going to buy a real motorcycle.
No,
just
a scooter.
A scooter?
Yeah.
Scooter.
Actually, like, you work, it has an engine. Sometimes you pedal, sometimes you use the engine.
The moped.
Hello?
Hello, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. You remember KHI Ocean City?
Sure, KHI. Yeah, right, 99 KHI, sure.
Back in the 80s, I became friends with late night DJs there. And we would go in the middle of the night and just party with him all night while he's playing. And they had on the wall the old game where you guess the amount, the exact amount, and you win the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, through the summer, we called one every week and wound up winning like $4,000 from the summer.
Because you were in there all the time.
They never knew.
They just put the secret amount on the wall.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty great phone call.
That's a little look
at
it right
there. And I used to go hang out at that station in the suburb with the hitman. That's pretty funny.
Dan McKay.
And how typical is it of a radio station to have a secret contest but put the amount in
on the wall.
Big numbers on the wall.
So the DJ can see it.
And don't mess it up.
How great is that? The kid keeps going to the station and then wins the money.
$4,000.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lyrical Pursuit Department.
Hi there. Hello.
Hey, I just want to say, Don, you can buy a game to commemorate Mike's motorcycle purchase. It's called Road Rash.
Is that when you're putting the motorcycle down?
Yeah. And also, you know, I was looking at Robert's picture on the website.
Yes, he's handsome.
How in the hell can you... I would be scared to hell to pay Xbox Live with that guy. I can't believe his mouth.
That's why we're getting him new teeth, sir. That's why we're yanking his teeth, and a dentist will be fixing his teeth.
That is the major summertime project.
Dentist used to be a DJ.
Thank you for calling Lyrical Pursuit Department.
He'll pull the teeth out and smash them.
Who's on the line?
Line. Lyrical Pursuit Department. Who's on the line?
Eric. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you dim-witted son bitch.
You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take your leg, Junior. A guy your mammy died giving birth. Kid a senior, she'd have died of shame.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, well,
they're great. A big part of the Salt Lake City scene, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Did you hear me on the phone with my wife here?
I know you were having what seemed to be a pleasant conversation.
I don't get that woman. I really don't get
it. It sounded fine. What's wrong?
It's about the cat.
Oh, the cat she wants to get rid of?
The cat furball.
Yes.
She says that she took the cat to the vet today. Because she's concerned that the cat is just taking a squirt in her shoe room.
Okay. And she didn't take the cat to have the cat destroyed.
No. Although that certainly is on the option list. Because here's what she just told me.
Option one, I would think.
I've not discussed this with my wife. But if what she wants to do it happens, I'm going to give the cat away on the air to a loving family.
Yeah.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Mike. No one that's going to like turn it into cat soup.
Okay, it was just
this is a sweet cat. She's been declawed.
Mm-hmm.
Named Furball. Yes,
I know it's it looks like it's pronounced cat soup, but it's called ketchup.
Thank you, boy.
Same color.
Thank you, boy.
Thank you, boy.
Thank you. Thank you, boy.
Back to your station, boy.
So she calls me up, and she says, I just took the cat to the vet, and the vet doesn't know why. You know, listen, of course I know it. You don't have to go to a vet. The cat's mad at you. This is what cats do.
Dogs wouldn't do the same thing. You know, dogs do the same thing. They poop in the house and chew things up.
So she says that what she's going to do is change the litter box, get a different litter box, mm-hmm. and this weekend, when we're out of town, when we go to the beach for mm-hmm. Memorial Day, that what we're going to do is just lock the cat in the laundry room for 3 days. Just put food and water in the laundry room, which is not a big room. There's a washer.
Yeah.
There's a dryer.
Well, it's a cat.
There's a sink. Yeah.
That's right. It doesn't
why
need
not,
a lot of space, right?
Why not
breathing.
Just, lock the cat in a box in the basement? Why not just
is that an option?
Why not just dig a hole in the backyard?
Now, finally, we're seeing the light.
I can't stand that. That kills me.
Why don't you put the cat in the garage?
That kills me.
Cold.
That's where cat.
Oh, come on.
Cold. Are you kidding me?
Listen.
Are you kidding me?
The cat is
cold.
The cat. Oh, here's all you got to do. Shut the goddamn doors to the room full of shoes.
Right.
And the cat won't pee in the room full of shoes.
Right. You know. If you lock it in the laundry room for the 3-day weekend, when you come back, maybe all your laundry will be done.
Then you really want to.
Or maybe all of our laundry will smell like dead cat.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, dear. Listen, I'm just telling you that. Yeah. I mean, now, granted, that was an option that I threw out there when Bart was young, when he wouldn't behave, when I said might be a good idea to just leave him in the laundry room over the 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And see,
well, he would have found ways to amuse himself.
And he turned out okay. But I'm not going to let her do this. And I'm just putting you on advance notice.
Suggest the Chili Peppers option. Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
I think so. I think we might have to find a deserving family.
A good home.
Yes.
A loving home.
I'll take some woman. No. Shut up.
Don't give
someone who's got like 8,000 cats already. Oh, here she is. Here's Mother of the Year. Pet Lover of the Year. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can she hear me?
Hello?
Is that her? That's the hotline, right?
Yeah, she should be able to hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Sounds like in the laundry room.
Crappy cell phone again.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there she is. Hey, what's up with your phone?
I don't know. I just called you. I can hear you. Why?
Okay. We couldn't hear you.
Oh, well, I just hear you now.
Okay.
But anyway, don't tell me I've been mean, because I've just spent a couple of $100 at the vet, and I just went to PetSmart to get the preferred cat litter. I got all the new things to make her cat box better than our master bathroom.
And if the cat doesn't come around like in 24 hours, your thought is we'll just leave and go to the beach and lock her in a little room for 3 days.
I'm telling you what the vet told me to do. The vet told me that sometimes cats have to be, and I also spent another God knows how much on hormones that I'm supposed to spray around that will de-stress the cat.
Listen, you love your shoes more than the cat. Why don't we just give the cat to someone who will take care of it?
Because I think that these things will work out. I mean, there's this brand of cat litter that
I feel bad about locking the cat in a small room for 3 days where she can't run and do what she normally does and stretch out.
What does she normally do? She sleeps. I mean, and the vet told me, I'm not even doing it to the extent the vet told me. She said, sometimes a cat has to be, made to stay in the room with the cat box and be retrained.
Absolutely.
How long does that take?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, it can take up to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now that...
And the smaller the space, the better, right?
So listen, Dr. Mengele, how long have you thought of this? Have you been thinking about this, about how great it would be to put the cat in the laundry room for just two weeks?
I, being the kinder person, said I couldn't do that, but maybe I could
I couldn't put the cat in the gulag for 2 weeks, but a nice 3-day weekend could be okay.
You used to clean. The only time you ever cleaned a litter box when we were first married 20 whatever years ago.
24, darling.
And you took the litter and you just sat it on the balcony of our apartment. That was your. You've never cleaned a thing that has to do with cat urine.
Yeah.
You don't know. It can wreck a house. So
look
what this animal's doing to you.
Yet I don't want to. I don't want to put the animal in solitary confinement.
Exactly.
I would rather find a loving home for the animal. I love the animal. I told you, I get on the ground and I lay down with her, and she does that thing because she gets no freaking attention.
Do they have anything that's similar to electric fences for cats, like that you could use inside?
A taser.
server?
What fun that would be.
Baby, I think we'd just find a nice family. And, just, you know, and Furball's, how old is she now? 13?
15.
You know. She was born in September of 92. I just looked at her chart at the vet.
What's a normal 13. Cat life expectancy?
About 1,000.
13 to 18.
1,000, Mike.
Oh, and you know, and even Buzz told me, or maybe it was Marcia, said that occasionally one of your cats, like, poops right outside the cat box. Is that right?
The one that's no longer with us, sometimes she had trouble hitting the mark. But she always kept it right there at the litter box.
What the vet told me about that, too, was that they're trying, they want to go in the litter box,
right,
but they don't like the brand. So that's why I went out and bought the best.
Now listen, hold on.
Like
the cat knows the brand, please.
This is so much analysis for a little dirty little animal.
Hey, I love this animal, but I'm not going to let the animal be locked up in the... You know, it's like in that Clint Eastwood movie, 3 days in the cooler.
3 days in the hole.
In the hole. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Put him in the hole like an escape from Alcatraz.
Have you thought about looking at your cat and saying, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Well,
cat goes in the shoe room, a night in the box.
The cat.
Why would the cat care if it's in the laundry room if it has food, water, a comfy place to sleep?
Why would any living, breathing creature
that
want to be in a room that's approximately 6 feet long, 3 feet wide, the equivalent of a jail cell?
If you leave the dryer door open, the cat will have a wheel like a hamster.
Listen, if you go with this plan, I'm giving the cat away. And I'm going to find a good, loving home for the cat.
If the cat needs to be retrained, that's what will happen.
No, I think the wife needs to be retrained.
But, you know, I tell you what, you take care of all the litter box.
I'll take care of it. You know what you do? You shut the door to your room where the cat is peeing on the floor.
She'll pee somewhere else. She's not peeing in the litter box.
The only room that she's peeing in is your shoe room.
The only room where I have found it.
Yeah, you count the corners in your house because there will be not one of them left alone.
You know what they sell at the pet store, and I was afraid to buy it, was a black light that you could walk around looking and finding the places where your cat,
that's great.
I mean, or any animal peed.
That's great.
You know what they sell at, I think, Walmart's and Kmart's? Pellet guns.
I thought you were going to say a blender.
No, that would be
a
cruel.
Blender. See, look at this. You are like the worst cat mother of all time.
I have been running around all afternoon with my cat.
Oh, yeah, you've been running around. Oh, that's very strange. Running around charging one overpriced item from another that the carny vet is trying to sell you.
That's carny now.
Well, no, come on. Listen,
you become Dr. Doolittle. How do you know what's better for the cat?
Because I know cruel, and cruel is locking a cat. And that's the equivalent of locking a cat in a closet for 3 days. At least let the cat have the run of the house. There's nobody there.
If she has the run of the house, she's peeing somewhere.
On my fancy sexy shoes.
She's been shut out of my shoe room for like 3 days, and still her cat box is spanking clean.
What about feline Pampers?
Somewhere.
What?
Feline Pampers.
That's a good idea. Or maybe a bag.
Yeah, just like tape a bag to it. See how liberally it goes in your house when we got to live with it.
For being someone who's like Mother Earth and you know, you generally are on the side of good and everything, you're an evil, evil, evil villain on this one.
You want to lock that cat in a room. I'm making the most effort. I'm not sending her to Bart as much as I would like that. I'm working with her.
The pheromones will probably work.
I am going to give the cat away. The cat's not going to be locked up.
Oh, the phones are lighting up. People want it.
You don't think that's cruel to give a cat that's lived with us for 13 years to a new home?
If mommy's going to lock baby up in room for 3 days, yes, what, Mike? What?
Input equals output. Deprive the cat of water. Cat would be less inclined to water your shoe room if the cat is dehydrated.
I am going to give the cat away.
Maybe Mike should take Furball and start...
I would promise you that I would not do anything.
You know, there was a time. There was a time that you would not even have said that in a kidding manner, because you know what Mike would do. You know, Mike will skin the cat. Mike will boil the cat.
No, I've never killed a cat in my life.
Oh, liar! Like we don't.
I have not.
Like we don't play marbles at your house with cat's eyes.
Okay, now you know. Mike absolutely. They're real.
He picks his teeth with the whiskers.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I'll tell you, for years I made all my own tennis records.
That's right.
In the next life, you're a mouse.
And don't forget about those fabulous. Now they're not mink stoles that you make. They're faux mink.
Well, you replace the heads with something artificial. Like you can get a Toys R Us. You can get like a fox head. You make it look. But the fur is wonderful. It's terrific. And also, for many years, I made my own bows. For my friends that were violinists. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm going to give the cat away if you put the cat in solitary. That's it. I very rarely make an executive decision to say I override your decision.
Whatever you do decide, whatever the two of you decide, I just maintain this. The cat will not be appreciative in any way, shape, or form.
I disagree.
And one thing
as
you need to keep in mind, I don't know what you're planning, but they've closed the Golden Lion restaurant.
Of the Chinese places.
Otherwise, somebody could make a tremendous profit.
Correct.
This isn't chicken.
All right.
You know, I didn't know this. Remember when we went on that cruise and I got quarantined and had to stay in my room for 3 days?
Yeah.
You weren't giving me away.
Okay. You were in a room when we were on a... Okay. That's a good analogy.
And you didn't have a dryer to play with.
That's a good analogy. Because you were in a wonderful room on a cruise ship.
Light-filled.
Where you could open the door, you could look outside at the air and the ocean, and you had room service.
What if you filled the laundry room with cat toys?
I am not...
Like different that. Cat toys. Listen. And like maybe... Say you put 10 cat toys in the room, and you put like hot pepper on one of them.
Listen.
Cat will be playing like Jeopardy.
I have a heart. Somewhere I have a heart. And this is where it's coming out.
Mm-hmm. I have stayed in a room.
Yeah, tell that DJ in Indianapolis about that heart.
Yeah.
Cried himself to sleep for months after that.
Years.
Yes, years.
Darling.
My goal record.
Darling, you got a day to get your story straight. And if you're going to lock the cat up, I'm giving it away before Memorial Day weekend.
I have not yet decided if you're allowed to give my cat away.
I have not yet decided if you're allowed to put my cat in the laundry room for 3 days.
What if, as opposed to putting the cat in an enclosed space, you tied the cat to something? Like just its rear right paw.
No, you don't do that.
And no, but you gave it a little rope. The only way the cat would get in trouble is if it wound around something, and then it wouldn't be your fault.
You wouldn't want rope, you'd want a bungee.
Let me ask the voice of reason on the show.
I'm here.
Guys, I'm here.
Yes, Freedom.
I'm here. We're all here.
Excuse me, man.
You don't have to wait for that. You can ask me tonight. I'm here.
Talk to me, Freedom. I just feel, yes, Freedom.
Do you think a cat would be more upset to be in a room for 3 days or given to a new family after being 13 years old?
Well, a new environment might be more traumatic, but I really, a room with light would be nice.
I would make sure the room had lights.
Why don't you take the cat with you wherever you're going?
Because she would be afraid that the cat would pee at the beach place.
That's not the point. It's not the point of,
She wants, just like with our dogs. She loves our dogs unless they pee on the furniture. So now what she's done is essentially we have gates all over our house like we have little kids again. The dogs can go in a certain area. They can walk in certain areas of the house. Other areas are off limits. God knows if they, you'd do the same thing with the dogs if they could get up to your shoe room. You'd be doing the same thing with them.
The pheromone spray should work. I don't know about the new litter and all that, but the pheromone spray should work.
Or maybe a nice Chanel number 5.
The pheromone spray by itself just makes her relaxed when she pees. That's not the objective.
Where's your heart, woman?
She's stressed out. That's why she's leaving her mark.
Do we really know? She can't speak, Buzz.
I know.
Mike.
I hear her, Mike.
She's given these human qualities to these dirty animals.
Do you ever listen to her? Have you ever heard her? When she baby, I'm being serious. Have you heard her when she does that?
You know what? I am sitting in my car now.
That's what she does. And you know what she's saying? You know what she's saying?
I want to tell you something.
I'm mad at Mommy!
I want to
tell
you.
Mommy doesn't love me! I'm being the goddamn cat.
I want to tell you something. Listen to me.
What?
She is in the car with me. I'm sitting in the car, pulled over on the side of the road, talking to you on the phone. She's in her cat cage, and normally she would be making that sound, except I sprayed that spray around the cat cage, and she's just sitting as mellow and as high as could be.
Why don't you spray it like a breath spray?
Are her eyes X's right now?
Doll's eyes.
She's quiet. She's quiet and stiff.
And she would be happy alone for a couple of days in a room.
No, she will not.
Her eyes rolled back white.
Listen, what am I saying?
Doll's eyes.
Forget
dead eyes.
Just
doll's
forget
eyes.
It. Forget it. You know, I'm gonna be out of the house after you.
Anyway. Cat like that, swallow your whole.
I'm gonna be out of the house after you. I'm gonna be the last one to leave to go up to the ocean. Mm-hmm. So. Either that cat is free this weekend, or I'm giving away the cat tomorrow.
I'll let you know what you're allowed to do, and stop pretending to be like you're in charge. I don't appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I am in charge in this.
You're not in charge.
It is a living, breathing creature
that loves
you're
them.
You're not in charge unless you want to be riding your own motorcycle, okay?
Jesus Christ, I don't have a motorcycle because you won't
I
let
know.
Me get a motorcycle. Now, will
I
you
know.
Please,
remember
will you please,
the discussion you just
will you
did with
please,
Mike.
Will you please
remember
let me save,
like
will you let me, would you let me save an animal's life?
I'm not killing an animal.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I'm going to have to protest. I'm going to have to get animal blood and throw it on you like one of those speed
so
people.
Makes me so sad. Such trouble over, what is really... an insignificant life.
A loving creature.
Barely
a member
life.
Of the family.
You are certainly an activist for a man who has never cleaned a cat box.
BFD.
Yeah,
so what?
You don't do the stuff I do.
I cleaned a cat box when I had cats, and I did have cats years ago.
Yeah.
And you know how the cat rewarded me for cleaning the cat box?
Why?
It pooped for a year and a half under the stairs.
I've heard this story before.
And I almost couldn't sell my house in Annapolis.
I've heard this story before.
I almost couldn't sell it.
I've heard all of Frida's stuff before.
And we took the carpet up, and it still stunk.
It's a shame you can't agree, because there's usually more than one way to skin a cat.
All right, baby, I gotta go. But don't do that. Don't do that. You sound like Larry.
Why are you doing this?
Don't do that. Why are you doing that?
I'll make you a deal. I won't worry about retraining the cat. If you do all the things that I was told that will make the cat happier, which include not only changing the cat box every week with
here's what's gonna
cat
make
litter,
the cat. Listen, what's gonna make the cat?
Washing it with soap.
Oh.
Doing all that. So you can, I'll tell you what, you handle all that and it'll
I'm going to buy the cat earplugs.
Your deal.
That's the first thing I'm going to buy
that
the
whole
cat,
thing
cat
about
earplugs.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. That's not true. Only one way. You start behind the ears.
All right, darling.
Bye.
Listen, Dr. Mengele, I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, Dr. Doolittle.
ASPCA online.
I would much rather be Doolittle than Mengele.
Slice, grip, and pull.
In this situation only. What?
Don't forget to blanch it. It'll skin a lot easier.
Yeah. Limit your hate to people, Rob.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Can't help it. That vat's overflowing.
Hey, you better watch it, pal, because I got a car and I can play with you.
About my cat?
No. Don't forget. How about let's say I just show up to see Robert and Julia.
Yeah?
Hey, look what Uncle Donnie brought you.
Oh, please don't.
Do you like a Robert? You love cats, don't you? Julia, do you like that cat?
I've had my fill of cats. You don't know that our cat had radiation and I had to clean the litter box with gloves. And triple bag it.
I don't
because
care.
Because it was radioactive feces.
You've got little kids, and they love animals, and I will use my cat as a bargaining tool with you, so shut up about this cat stuff.
I withdraw.
Just leave it to Mike.
Yeah, I like to.
Mike's the Dr. Evil of cats.
Hello, cats. Welcome, furball. I'll be taking care of you this Memorial Day weekend. Here are your rights and privileges. You will be tied to the chair in the kitchen. You will have a 3-foot rope. You will not be able to go any further. Your meals will be limited to once per day. You will eat scraps, not cat food.
That's the sound I hear.
Yeah.
Hello. If you look at me the wrong way, you will be punished.
Kim, hello. Don and Mike show. Kim.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, first of all, you're going to spend way too much money on the pheromone spray.
Yes,
it's not going to work on a 13-year-old cat.
Tell me.
And second, I recommend that what you do is find the area and cover it with tinfoil because they don't like tinfoil.
I recommend that you just slow boat that China. How about somebody just call up and say, I love the cat?
How about having a declawing party?
I'll give the cat is already declawed, Mike.
Oh, man. Well, dude, so much for that fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I suppose you paid for it, too.
Don.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about boarding the cat?
What, hitting it with a board?
No.
Now, that is just cruel and cruel.
We're like doing a hockey check.
Oh.
2 minutes boarding the cat.
I won't hear of that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
So last year, my three-day holiday consisted of me leaving and accidentally locking my little cat in a cupboard.
Uh-huh.
And I live in Sacramento and came home. It was 105 degrees in my house with no air conditioning.
Hello!
I walked to the front door, and I was pissed because I thought my cat had crapped in my house.
Mm-hmm.
What but happened? When I walked in the house, I couldn't find the cat anywhere.
Yeah.
And then when I opened...
Tell me that was, like, combusted, and did the cat explode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it exploded, and I had to pick it up off of the wood from all the scratch marks that it had left inside the cabinet trying to get out.
Mike's getting turned on right now.
That's terrible.
Mike's getting turned on.
That was a terrible story.
I scraped it with a piece of cardboard.
Right. I don't like any creatures to suffer.
I just want to say it's a good thing you're not wearing sweatpants today, Mike. Also, you ready to go camping?
Hello. Hello, ladies.
Pitch a tent.
Mm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. Don, you're absolutely right. We checked with three different vets because we had a litter of four kittens. One of them would always use the bathroom in it, outside the kitty litter box in certain places. The vets all said because they marked their territory. As soon as we cleaned
Did the cat get into your panty drawer,
hey,
sir?
Hey, come on now, Mike. I don't care if this guy is effeminate.
Sorry.
Are you effeminate, sir? What's up with you? Could you speak just to help me out?
When
the
kittens were born, we were also concerned when I breastfed the cat.
Try to talk like a grown-up
roommate. What am I going to do?
Mitch it up a little.
Do some of this. Hey, Donald Mike, how you doing?
Huh? Yeah, four cats, not including my roommate.
There you go. That's good. Let's continue now.
Anyways.
Yes.
Don, you're right. You can't let her do that. The cat will die.
All right. Thanks, Macho Man.
The cat would not die if you put it in a laundry room.
Three
days with plenty of food and water.
Exactly.
I have a broken heart.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
I have a broken heart.
Bye-bye.
That's what'll happen.
That's all on that.
The kittens love biting at my anklet.
What?
They bit and bat at my anklet. My ankle bracelet.
Oh.
It was wonderful. Made out of puka.
Okay, I'll give you an update on the cat tomorrow.
Yes,
but
please.
I'm not going to let that happen this weekend.
I feel so guilty. I offered to take the cat at one point,
right.
And the cat was not available, and now that the cat's available, I can't take it.
You know what they call that? Accessory to murder.
You know, seriously, Mr. Concern over there, if he really cared, he'd just jump through hoops.
That's right. Buzz Burbank?
Guilty.
That's right.
Guilty.
Guilty of loving cats.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
What if he's a cat lover? Right now, he's starting to look like a cat.
We'll be back, everybody.
He's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
Don and Mike are tripping. A vacay every day in the month of May. From Independence Air, only on the Don and Mike Show.
8,000 eggs at lunch there.
Works for me.
Well, we're great.
They're great.
Thank you.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Trip every day to Las Vegas. We've not given away the trip yet today for Independence Air, flyeye.com. We got talking about all kinds of stuff, so we didn't play a game today. We'll do a call 100 here in a couple of seconds. Tonight you're going to see on Entertainment Tonight this tape of Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
At the premiere of The Longest Yard last night.
What happened? What did he do?
Actually, it's very funny. They're blowing it out of proportion. He gets pissed off at a guy who asks him a question about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to the guy, "Didn't you see the movie?" And the guy says, "Well, no, I haven't seen the movie." So Burt Reynolds reaches out and gives him one of these. Like, on the side of his face goes...
Little slap.
Two little slaps on the... come on, get with it, pal.
Right.
Anyway, the guy, the TV guy, whoever this is, WCBS-TV...
Mm-hmm.
Says now that he's considering suing Burt Reynolds.
Oh, God.
That, you know, he's losing feeling in his face.
Oh, come on.
Burt Reynolds goes on the offensive.
Oh, give me a break.
And it's just really, give me a break.
Burt Reynolds is, you know, with what he's gone through, he is a survivor.
Yeah.
You have to admire that. I mean, with all the crap that he's been through.
I can't think about him without
Cloud.
Cloud.
Jerry Nav.
Well, I can't say that name sometimes without clouding up. I love him as much as any man in the world. And he's an artist, and he's funny, and he's the second best guitar player in the world.
Okay, Bert.
So the guy says...
And that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I've only seen snippets of this thus far, but Burt Reynolds says to the guy, don't you know anything about the movie? Don't you know anything at all? And the guy says, no. And then Burt Reynolds says, what kind of guy are you?
Right.
And then the guy says, well, meanwhile, just stick in the microphone. And that's when he just kind of gives him the, it's almost like, come here, Rob.
Okay. I'll show you. Rob will be the sacrificial lamb.
Like, oh, come on.
Remember the
guy. I have no feeling.
It was the program. It was like that.
Now the reporter's like, don't hurt me.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny to watch. You'll see it tonight.
It is very comical. And what's great in the full clip, he says, I don't have to take that from anyone and from a guy who needs to iron his shirt.
You know, and as for somebody who really thought that Adam Sandler just totally wrong for this, now I've seen the trailers, and I'm jacked to see it. It looks like it might be pretty fun.
I love football. I love Adam Sandler.
I love prison.
I have no desire. You may be, that moves may come true.
Different thing. It just looks like a hodgepodge, like a silly movie.
No desire to see it. It looks like an awful remake of a movie that they shouldn't have remade.
You didn't like the trailer for it at all?
No.
Really?
And I mean, I like Chris Rock. I like
right.
all
That's
the,
what I liked about it, Chris Rock.
I like all the players that they've got, all the real football players
right.
in the movie.
Right.
I can even buy Adam Sandler as the quarterback. It's
sure.
just, I'm not going to be there this weekend.
Really?
Huh.
I'm surprised.
It would have been
that.
Better.
Well,
Ferrell.
Yeah, right. Will Ferrell is a quarterback.
He would have been a better quarterback.
No, he should be in that Saturday Night Live sketch in the cheerleader outfit.
Yeah. Hey, Jay Leno.
Hey.
You know, he screwed Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Literally. Yesterday, he didn't give the right testimony. But I saw a thing on some online service that at one point he leans over during this testimony, which was not so good for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it would be a home run. He didn't say anything that made Michael Jackson appear any better.
Shocker that Jay Leno wouldn't say anything of significance. Yeah.
But at one point during his testimony, he leans over the rail and says to the jury, hey, don't forget we got Renee Zellweger on tonight.
That's funny.
I mean, really.
That makes me laugh.
So, Jay Leno, do you know that Nick and Jessica, apparently she's filed for divorce. We've been talking about that.
For real?
Well, this is now from, we're getting this from two different places, from Star Magazine and from Us Weekly, that they were only going to stay together until their last special
right.
aired, the one from Iraq. Do you know who she's banging?
Who?
She's banging Bam. Remember from Jackass?
Oh, my God. She really did go with the bad boy.
Yes.
Wow.
And
she wore the opposite of the clean cut.
They're saying that Johnny Knoxville, from Dukes of Hazzard,
right.
Johnny Knoxville's the guy that turned her on to Bam.
We had Bam on the show, I believe, didn't we, up in Boston?
Right. Yeah, he was a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Bam is doing all kinds of talking, saying that dumb Nick was in Sweden for like a month, and he was banging Jessica Simpson in Nick Lachey's bed.
Oh,
so that's what's going on there.
Wow.
And Dave Chappelle is out of whatever country he was in
South
Africa. The loony bin.
Mm-hmm.
We got the number here of the place. Dave Chappelle was spotted buying cigarettes in Yellow Springs, Ohio, at a place called the Import House. He bought a pack of American Spirit cigarettes.
So still no answer as to what he's all about and what he's doing.
We do have, this is not one of our gag calls. We got the number.
Good.
And now we're going to see, Rob, I'm going to need you to see if anybody will talk to us.
The name of the place?
The Import House. Dave Chappelle bought cigarettes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Over the weekend there. And his show, I think, wasn't it supposed to debut tonight or tomorrow night or something? I mean, I know obviously
right
it's not going to be on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So Dave Chappelle buying cigs.
Hi, this is Rob.
Here we go.
CBS Radio in Washington, D.C. How are you? Good. Do you have a moment to come on the radio with us and talk about Dave Chappelle buying cigarettes at your store?
Yeah.
Is there anyone there who'll come on the air with us?
Please. For God's sakes.
Sam Walton said we should call.
He's
on Walmart. Please come on the radio with us.
You dropping Sam Walton's name?
Sure.
Isn't he dead?
Would you like to speak to Aaron Spelling?
Regretfully. Sounds like
ask him if they want to talk to Regis.
Do you want to talk? Would you like to speak to Regis Philbin? All right. Well, then.
I'm sorry. Okay, yes.
No, nobody wants to talk to Regis.
Not pleasant.
What a shame. How dare they?
Sorry,
don't Regis. They know they've got a major star? I've got to spin that goddamn wheel every day? With that little whore. You know that yesterday they had on the show nothing that...
kind of a big cat fight?
Yeah, but not really. It was, you know, I watch the Regis show every day. It's,
right.
That first 20 minutes is the greatest thing on television.
I watched a little today when they had something, I guess the Daily News, about their blow-up yesterday. What happened?
It wasn't really a blow-up. It was, she had a crick in her neck, and it was the one time that he says stupid stuff and she says stuff back to him. It was like she said to him, "Oh, no, that's fascinating, Regis. Why don't you talk again for 20 minutes about the Yankees?" And then, you know, he said something like, "Well, all I know is you come here with your stuff." And she starts making, like, Viagra jokes about him and talking about how small his thing is.
Wow.
And it was kidding, and it was funny, but it was not what was reported in the newspapers today. They're
right.
Really fighting.
Yeah, they're great. That energy did not exist when Kathy Lee was there.
This morning when I'm watching it, and I love the fact... Regis pulled out the TV, the section of the newspaper where they say, you know, Regis and Kelly are fighting based on the fact that they had an argument yesterday on the air, a faux argument. And she is just being cool and rolling along with it. And they start talking about American Idol. And Regis says, "You know who I think's going to win? Is Bo Rice." Now, she laughs.
Yeah.
She laughs at him. She doesn't correct him because they've just gone through this whole thing about arguing on the air.
Right.
Bo Rice. About the fifth time that he says Bo Rice, the audience. Now, that's the dumbest audience in showbiz.
Right.
The Regis and Kelly Lee audience, all of those blue hairs that they bus in.
How about that Bo Rice?
They're laughing at him, and what's great is they just let it go. Nobody stops
him. Nobody corrects him.
So he just keeps saying, "Bo Rice.
Bo Rice."
And at one point, he hears the titters of laughter, and he looks up, and she looks at him like, "I don't know what's going on." And he just says, "Well, all right, then, fine."
So he knows that he's savvy enough to know he's being mocked, but he has no idea what it's about.
He doesn't know how.
No clue.
How about that Bo Weiss? He really doesn't know how. What a good show that is. One last thing here before we go to two things. Before we go to Buzz, this guy David Chase, he's the Sopranos guy.
Right. Producer of the Sopranos.
Now, are you like me? Have you forgotten about The Sopranos?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, the next season is not going to be out until, what, January of next year?
Yeah, 06, right.
HBO sent us a press release today.
That's over a year, correct? Oh, yes, over.
I should also point out HBO sent us nice stuff for that show, Entourage.
Entourage,
They sent us some nice payola for
that. They got the jacket on right now.
They also sent us a press release saying that David Chase is hinting that there could be a seventh year of The Sopranos. Which would air in 2009.
Jesus. Finally.
Wow. 2009.
It's just strange why they take that much time.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Okay.
George, you don't know could fill a book.
I know, Uncle Don. I know.
Think Uncle June will be around then?
No, God, dude, absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Hey, Uncle
hey, Don and Mike.
Right.
George, you don't know could fill a book.
Right, right.
And one last thing. This is mainly for Robbie. You remember that Nicolas Cage was engaged and married to Lisa Marie Presley for a while?
Yeah, that's right.
And you know now that Nicolas Cage is married to that Chinese or Japanese, Asian cocktail waitress.
Right.
She's pregnant.
Okay.
He's announced he's going to name the baby Elvis.
Really? I like it.
He is so weird always.
So the baby's name will be Elvis Coppola, because remember, Nicolas Cage isn't his real name.
Oh, that's right. Elvis Coppola.
And
what a great, you know that kid's going to be a star.
Yeah. And he's going to be half Asian.
Right.
He's going to be one of those
and half beautiful.
Yeah. Because of Nicolas Cage.
Can you imagine that being your father? I mean, bad enough to be yelled at by your dad.
Sure.
But when it's Nick Cage and
my hand.
No, even better, like at the end of the when he the movie with the flying Elvises when he's running around Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Vegas.
And he's just absolutely out of his mind.
Yeah, yeah, that's Nick Cage.
Hey, where's that other we got to what's the problem, A-hole? Where's that? It's a great tape of him screaming. Of Daddy screaming. Daddy Cage.
What a great name. Elvis Coppola.
Except there will be
you got to get a middle name, though. You got to get a middle name.
Aaron.
This is Elvis Aaron Coppola. Daddy. I want to go see Bo Rice.
Elvis Coppola.
You find it?
Finding it.
Okay, never mind.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
It was Buzz.
Yeah.
I think the tape is, what don't you understand about that, a-hole? Is that
I
what
know
it
the
is?
How-to is a-
a-hole.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Buzz is not an a-hole.
Thank you.
He can be.
I could have.
We all can be.
That's
He's
right.
got the potential to be one.
Yeah, but not with cats.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donovan.
What's your lead story tonight?
What if one guy owned the most popular TV network, the most popular movies, the most popular news channel, and maybe the last newspaper standing? Oh, crap. It's true. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
That's a bad thing you're saying?
Yes.
Have one guy own everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's that guy, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not Mel, is it? It's the other guy.
No, sadly.
Is it Roop?
It's Roop.
It's Roop. Good old Roop.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and listen, hold on. Before we do that, it's time for a caller. 100 for the trip to Las Vegas today.
Very good.
Courtesy of Independence Air, flyeye.com. Get your happy bags, flyeye.com, Independence Air. Caller 100, 877-365-3636. It's a vacation today in the month of May.
Good luck.
All you got to do is answer a question about today's show.
Absolutely.
So get on the line.
Yeah, the line.
Unless your name is Eric.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric's
where are you from, Eric?
Okay, call now to win, and then buzz in the news. Mike, all that was pretty goddamn...
professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
This you should not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smoking break and actually have it without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Got some intro time. Also point out we have a website, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Pictures, links. Mike picking his nose.
So I'm about to sneeze. I'm not picking. I'm trying to avert a sneeze. Apply pressure here.
Where?
Right there.
Now you look like you're popping a zit. Can I tell you something? I'm no faggot.
Yeah.
You've never been more handsome.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so
Sitting
much.
Sitting there holding your finger on the side of your nose like Buzz told you to.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, gone. Like, no chance of it happening.
Dr. Burbank.
Yeah. And with the turn of his head up the chimney he rode.
And, speaking of Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat a-hole?
That's it.
Bingo.
Found it.
Another traditional 13-minute tape turnaround. Thank you.
Nicolas Cage.
Got it.
Father of Elvis.
Now, caller 100, and then we'll get right to Buzz with the news and the comments. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Chuck.
Hi, Chuck, the mother chucker. Where are you from, Chuck?
Baltimore.
Right on. Live 105. Here you go. Have you been listening to the whole show today?
Yes, I have.
Very simple question. What is my cat's name? Right. Bye now.
Wow.
Ah, Chuck's the loser.
Bye then.
They're listening and then they're listening.
Answer to that one? Furball.
Furball.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Shannon. Am I caller 100?
Well, Shannon, good for you. The last guy screwed it up, so you get a chance now. Shannon?
Okay, now, wait a second. I just got off work, so I've been listening to the show since about 5 o'clock. You guys need to give me questions
since then.
I am a rush hour traffic.
Okay, doesn't work that way, Shannon.
Bye, baby.
Bye, Shannon.
Radio
Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's
Shannon.
On the line?
Shannon.
Where are you from, Eric?
Eric. Do we get someone
right here?
Yeah, you have to listen to the whole show.
That's right.
Really, to be the big winner.
I got a good question if you need one.
I got one more, and if it doesn't work,
all right,
go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Have you listened to the whole show?
I have listened to In and Out. I was at work.
Okay, how many times a day does Beth Ann McBride bathe?
Oh, my God.
Great minds think alike.
Excellent question.
Two? Twice? Twice?
Technically incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Why is it technically incorrect?
Because...
It's right.
Because
why is it...
Once,
What's the technical?
One time and then the other time.
Yes. Wait, that's 12.
Oh, see?
See, I was going to count. Okay, all right.
Besides, she was just guessing.
Okay, what these guys were saying...
Rob, you love that, didn't you? I don't do that very often.
What these guys were saying was bathe.
She showers once, she bathes once.
See, I
right.
don't count both, but you're right. Mm-hmm. She just... That lady just guessed, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She likes to take her shower in the morning
and her bath in the evening. From 10 till 10:20.
Guys listening would have known that.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi there. Have you listened to the whole show today?
Pretty much.
How's it been?
It's a good one.
Sorry, not enthusiastic enough.
Not the right answer.
Hello there. Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I've got the answer to Dodge that trivia question.
Well, no.
We keep changing.
No, it's time for another one.
A new question.
What's your name? Okay.
I'm Daniel from Reno.
Daniel from Reno. Daniel?
I got one if you need one.
Sure, go ahead, Mike.
In what room of the Geronimo household does Frida want to leave the cat this weekend?
Laundry room.
Laundry room.
Winner!
Yes.
Winner! Winner!
Yes, congratulations.
Plank war.
Because I hit the wrong button. And if you do it more than once, it makes it appear that you did it on.
Winner! Winner! Like winner!
People just say, boy, he's really clever with those sound effects.
Winner! Winner! Winner!
My friend.
Thank you!
You're welcome. Enjoy your trip to Las Vegas.
Okay, thanks.
Where are you from, Reno?
Reno, Nevada.
You know, they have casinos in Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
Your vacation courtesy of independent air, flyeye.com.
Yeah, drive out to Dulles and fly out to Vegas.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Here's Buzz with the news. And Buzz, why don't you go to, right here.
All right,
see
gotcha.
That?
Gotcha. Yeah. A man who already controls much of the media in England and Australia has now secured his grip on the United States. Lord Rupert Murdoch, a political conservative who doesn't mind those views spilling into his Fox News channel or the New York Post newspaper, is that man. In the May rating sweep that ends tonight at 11 Pacific time, it's clear that Fox, with help from American Idol, is the number one TV network. CBS is practically tied with Fox in that race. ABC, which was nearly out of business this time last year, has made tremendous gains while NBC's taken tremendous losses, but this story's not about that. This is about having the number one network and the number one movie, Star Wars, and the number one cable news network. The only way CNN still beats Fox News is with advertising dollars, and that race is about to take a turn as well. And while all the other newspapers are losing readers, Rupert's London Sun is gaining, thanks to its front page photos of Prince Harry as a Nazi and Saddam in his underpants.
Excuse me.
Yes, Satan.
Hey, we got Satan on the line here.
Beelzebub here.
Yeah. Oh, how you doing?
Beelzebub. Beelzebub.
Baltimore. No. Satan, you should know your own name. It's Beelzebub.
Just call me Larry Lucifer.
How you doing, Lucifer?
I'm doing great. Alex, you want to say, hey, Buzz?
Hey, yes.
I am the god of hellfire.
I know you
and
are.
And I bring you fire.
Why'd you drop by, Satan?
Rupert Murdoch is a friend of mine.
I'm not surprised.
I know Rupert Murdoch. You are no Rupert Murdoch.
I agree. That's what he dropped by to say.
How do you think Rupert Murdoch got where he is today?
I don't
mind. Right here. He's right here.
Making a
right
deal.
Right by where my tail comes out.
Deal with you.
Right
down near the bad spot?
That's right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Satan Starfish.
Just kiss it. Kiss it, Rupert.
That was apparently paid off
hey,
for
Rupert,
him.
Yeah. How do you think that show Stacked has been getting such good ratings?
Well, isn't Pamela Anderson under contract with you, too?
Yeah, she's sweet.
Yeah, you like that?
Sweet piece of ass she is.
Yeah, baby. We got Satan here. Satan in the house.
Bright red roids.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you look a little from behind. But you look a little like a baboon.
The thing is, you don't mind the burning.
I love the burning.
I thought so.
Where's that Beth Ann McBride?
She's in the back room.
You can't have her.
Any message for her?
I love someone as pure as she is.
Oh, no. Really? So you can corrupt
you
them,
you stay
right?
away from Beth Ann.
I'm going to see you in the bathtub.
You stay out of her bathroom.
Get out of there, Satan.
Screw you, Burbank. Too tight shirt wearing freak.
Oh, you'd like that, Satan.
Satan in the house.
How you doing, Satan?
I corrupt between tub and shower. I corrupt between tub and shower.
How about tub and towel? Is that where you corrupt between tub and towel?
I corrupt wherever I can. Uh-huh. Just watch it, Buzz.
I will.
I'll be very careful.
Rupert Murdoch is a great man.
That's what I hear.
Good luck. Good luck with that seafood restaurant you're opening up, Satan's Starfish. It's going to be good. I love that idea for the raw bar.
How's that LOL going,
Mike? Thanks a lot. That's the second time on the show. Satan, Don.
You're a friend of mine, Mike.
Jeff, I'm a friend of yours. Why don't you knock it down a few dollars?
I've got some long-term plans.
Very good.
I've got some long-term plans.
All right.
I know you don't want to discuss this on the air, but
sure.
Isn't it true that you're actually will be traveling soon?
Stop being yourself, Satan. My God.
Lots of friends in lots of places. And Beth Ann McBride, tonight when you're in the tub,
yeah.
I'll be there with clippers. Satan. Booyah-bah.
Beelzebub.
Out.
He does the Ryan Seacrest thing since Ryan's one of his clients.
I understand.
It's always nice to have him drop by. Very energetic today.
He is. He was turned on. Murdoch Sky TV now rules England and much of Europe and all of Australia, where a teenager just died in a Sky TV reality show that had her living like an early settler. Who controls a lot of what the world sees and hears these days? Who's your daddy? It's 74-year-old Rupert Murdoch.
England can kiss my ass.
You know what, and I know in Tampa, though, they're all over the story anyway, right. That Malcolm Glazer, the guy that owns the Buccaneers, right. Just took over control of Manchester United.
Yeah, one of the most popular soccer teams in England.
And the Brits are flipping out. Mm-hmm. Like, they had 2,000 people show up at an anti-Glazer rally.
Wow.
And I read in Sports Illustrated, it was some kind of rhyme like, buy the team and you're going to die. Come over here and step foot on this hallowed ground and we're going to kill you.
Wow.
That they think he's going to take the team and turn it upside down and God forbid, you know, try to squeeze a few more dollars. How can you squeeze a few more dollars out of Manchester United?
I don't know, but it just, you know, they make our sports fans, the soccer fans over there, make our sports fans look like wimps.
Do you think this might make them misbehave?
Soccer hooligans.
Manchester United is like Red Sox, Packers, Yankees, Cowboys, Cubs, Jesus Christ, Lakers, everything combined.
Combined, yeah, they're absolutely nuts.
That's how big they are.
The Walt Disney Company got a little nervous when it heard that a conservative Christian group was planning a nationwide boycott of its parks and products. That was 9 years ago. The American Family Association, based in Tupelo, Mississippi, felt Disney had lost its family-friendly image in its movies and for letting gays and lesbians converge on the park for one magical day every year. They didn't like the fact the company had extended its benefits package to the domestic partners of gay employees. Now, the American Family Association, 9 years later, says it's dropping the boycott because, quoting the president, there are so many other issues that need attention.
Homo. Or incredible.
Is it because the boycott had no effect? Profits at Disney are up, and the not-so-family-friendly Desperate Housewives is one of the most popular shows on TV.
Homo.
They're great.
Well, there's apparently a little room for disagreement. The Republican-controlled Congress has set the stage for a showdown with the Republican president. The subject is stem cell research, which the late Christopher Reeve said might have saved him. Nancy Reagan says it might have saved her husband from Alzheimer's. President Bush says that research promotes the destruction of human life. Scientists say they use embryos that were going to be destroyed anyway. Surveys show most Americans in favor of the research.
Oh, that is that.
So now the House has voted to ease the restrictions on that research, and the Senate may be ready to do the same, even though the president says he'll veto those votes. The House doesn't have enough votes to override the veto, but the Senate might. And science has taken one step forward in Darwin's waiting room. School officials in Cobb County, Georgia, have been ordered to remove from textbooks the warning stickers that caution evolution is a theory, not a fact. Thanks to a judge's order, the stickers are being peeled off over 34,000 books, but school officials in that town just north of Atlanta plan to appeal the judge's order.
Come on now, it was clay. It was made of clay.
Some parents took the schools to court over the stickers, saying it violated the separation of church and state.
Thank you, Tony.
But quoting a parent who thinks the Bible's creationism ought to be taught as science alongside the real science, says, and I quote, "It's a sad day in Cobb County. I repeat, the key to evolution is try to keep up."
Yeah. Ty Cobb County.
Cobb!
Corn Cobb County.
Come on now, Cobb.
When ABC's Nightline last year read the names of the 721 troops killed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, conservatives called it anti-war propaganda. With Memorial Day approaching, Nightline is now planning to read the names of the 900-some additional soldiers who died over there since the last roll call.
Good for them.
It'll take up the entire show. In fact, the half-hour show will have to be expanded by 15 minutes to accommodate all the names. The last Nightline roll call aired.
I agree with Mike, but...
Right.
Will that interfere with Jimmy Kimmel Show in any way?
It'll just be delayed 15 minutes.
Don, you're just going to have to sacrifice. I know.
Your TiVo will know.
You rely on Kimmel.
Yeah, for everything, Mike.
Kimmel.
JK.
Kimmel's bits. Has he ever had anything like that?
Kimmel's and bits.
Kimmel's and bits.
Yeah, I think he did. The last Nightline roll call aired a year after the president stood on the deck of an aircraft carrier to declare that major combat in Iraq was over and that the mission had been accomplished.
See, now, I get what you're saying. Let me explain this for our listeners who are not as sophisticated as myself or Mike, who I'm
sure
picked up on that.
I sure did.
You are indicating that a year ago Bush said mission accomplished, yet there'll be a list of 900 men and women who have died since then.
That's right.
See, that's what you were saying.
That's right, the additional troops.
Right here. You think the elevator doesn't go way to the top floor here?
No, I see that it does.
I love it when you explain how the intergovernment works.
You've crystallized it perfectly.
Right up here.
When we come back, rainy day fun for the kids, a nuclear destruction calculator.
They're great.
Okay, we'll be right back, buddy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of biggins.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. You know, when you hear us talk about stuff on the show, pictures, links, and all of that, that's all up on our website.
It's there.
Just click on the links page, and I just checked the Tony Danza thing, him crashing that go-kart. That's not available, but the tape of Kelsey Grammer falling down.
That's worth it.
Still there.
The pair are still mad hot.
Yeah, still there. And now, once again, and don't forget, what was her link?
Her link. Get you
her link. Her link. Yeah. We were very curious about her link today, and you instructed us that it's smooth.
Click on her link.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. If that plane over Washington May 11th had been carrying a nuclear warhead, how large of the radius of destruction, how large would it be? Well, thankfully, there's a new website that can answer that question.
You know what you are?
What?
Mr. Pick-Me-Up.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, not, you know. Just,
I know it's not you. It's the news of the day.
See, that's true. But I promise. I'm curious about this. I'm going to make it all up to you.
It would be better. Could you read like Rick D's? How large would it be?
Ooh, ooh. Would it? Thankfully, there's a new website that can answer that question for you and your family or for Washington and other major cities. The Federation of American Scientists have posted a destruction calculator on their website. Choose a city. Choose the power of the nuclear weapon. Choose the method of delivery, truck or plane. Then study the colored circles that surround your ground zero of choice.
Ah, well, now, see, let me take this back, because I believe
an activity,
this is like a whimsical story.
Sure. Yes. For example, if a 20-kiloton bomb went off in a plane over Washington's DuPont Circle, it would not only take out the White House, the damage would extend into Northern Virginia. You'd be able to see that with your calculator.
So you're being, like, funny about this.
FAS.org, it's hours of rainy day fun for the kids. Now, I am going to make it up to you with a handful of tales from the roadside.
Very good.
The suspicious package.
Is this the name of this feature?
Tales from the roadside. Number one, the suspicious package that shut down I-75 in Florida Monday was not a pipe bomb. It was a foot-long homemade plastic sculpture of a male organ. It was all wrapped up in duct tape with the words Happy Father's Day written on the tape and magic marker. The bomb squad used a robot to disable the sculpture.
Robot.
In California.
Thank you!
In California, a highway patrolman pulled over a Toyota Corolla and found 9 people inside. A concerned citizen had called police when she saw a woman put 2 kids in the trunk before starting on a 60-mile trip.
Here's our Yes. Did they speak like this?
No. Laverne Dunlap has been charged with cruelty, quoting the cop.
Upset.
We try to get people to buckle up, and this is what we find.
Well, there's so many people in there, they'd be protected.
Number 3 out of 5. An Arkansas man made his car a cigarette lighter when he lost one out the window. Trouble is, he was drunk and jumped out the window to get the cigarette as the car continued to move at about 60 miles an hour.
It's my last one.
He has face and head trauma. The investigating officer says the guy ought to consider giving up drinking or smoking or both. 4 out of 5. In Seattle, officials have finally caught on to the vanity plate they approved that reads C9H13N.
Hold on.
It's...
Yes. I got to write it down.
Well, you'll never figure it out.
Because stupid.
They couldn't figure it out. No, it's not.
Okay. Give it to us again.
Nobody can get the C9.
C9.
H1. 3N.
What is it?
It's the chemical formula for crystal meth.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay. The plate was displayed on a black Audi whose owner told officials it was the formula for red food coloring. Quoting the officials who've now revoked the plate, if you're not a chemist, it doesn't ring a bell. And 5 out of 5.
Look around, cafe.
In Birmingham.
What the hell was that? That's next to
red food coloring.
Because you can't unring a bell.
It's the red food coloring you use.
Besides, you can always get good meth at Mike's place.
Well, not always. In Birmingham, Alabama, police found over 100 pounds of marijuana in a rent-a-car that didn't get returned on time. Enterprise rent-a-car employees turned the $150,000 worth of pot over to police, but police didn't have to track down the suspects. They returned to Enterprise, as they put it, to reclaim their personal belongings. Quoting a cop, idiots. That's what works for us. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! No!
Now, look at that. Arizona Buzz. Boy, this is downer. Look at that.
It's all better now.
All that good stuff there.
Happy and peppy.
Yeah. That's Buzz. And that whole thing about the nuclear thing, that was just like for a goofy
website. That's rainy day fun for the kids.
We got to go. Listen, radio's favorite couple, Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez, are coming up next on WJFK-FM.
I dig me to Marie Watley.
I'd like to say that I listen, but frankly, since GB left.
Yeah, I know. You've been traumatized.
Right. I find my dial going all places except because, you know, really, let's face it, Brian Carruthers equals radio glue.
Give him another shot.
Sure. I'll try on the way home tonight. Right. Kidding. Ron and Fez next. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Day to you, sir.
You.
After 12 years, today it finally happened.
What?
You struck me.
Rub my link.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.